answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As you know, one of the primary purposes of the special counsel's investigation was to determine whether President Trump's campaign or any individual associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere in the 2016 election. Volume 1 of the special counsel's report describes the results of that investigation. As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed. The special counsel report outlines two main efforts by the Russian government to influence the 2016 election. First, the report details efforts by the Internet Research Agency, a Russian company with close ties to the Russian government, to sow social discord among American voters through disinformation and social media operations. Following a thorough investigation of this disinformation campaign, the special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian nationals and entities for their respective roles in this scheme. Those charges remain pending, and the individual defendants remain at large. But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme. Again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking. Here, too, the special counsel's report did not find that any person associated with the Trump campaign illegally participated in the dissemination of the materials. Finally, the special counsel investigated a number of links or contacts between the Trump campaign officials and individuals connected with the Russian government during the 2016 presidential campaign. After reviewing these contacts, the special counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign.
Okay, pause.
So that's the bottom.
Now let's back it up 10 seconds. That's the bottom line. So as I always say, Trump will be cleared in triplicate and has been cleared in triplicate. And that's a legal term. Of conspiracy, collusion, or coordination. You just noticed him use the triplicate. Now, what's interesting, if we put that still, and for TV viewers, of the new attorney general with the deputy attorney general Rosenstein behind him, Rosenstein was a ring leader in the 25th Amendment takedown coup. He was involved with other members of the Justice Department or and others transferring the money to steal Infusion GPS to create the fraud. Think about that. So they're lucky that they're all not going to prison right now, and they should be. So they got caught engaged in an attempted coup, and they need to all be sent to prison. So for the left up there running around saying, oh, they're covering up for Trump. No, they're covering up for themselves. They got caught. They got beaten. And they're lucky they're not all going to prison, but some are. Tomorrow's News Today, straight ahead.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you. on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide Thursday, April 18th, 2019. And the whole world is breathlessly going over the Robert Mueller report, 2 years in the making, triggered by high-level Democrats inside the FBI and Justice Department using taxpayer money to pay for a fake dossier. So as DrudgeReport.com says, it's Mueller time. We have the full report right over here on my desk. We've already been scanning through it, but it's really just confirming everything we already knew from the congressional testimony, from the text messages and all the rest of it, that this was a giant frame-up, an attempt to take down the duly elected president and overthrow the election of the people. Then they were going to delegitimize the entire 2016 election. The Democrats had contacted all 50 state attorney generals and told them under an executive order of Obama that Trump's never reversed, strangely enough, that they were going to federalize elections in the future after the 2016 election had been overturned. Now, that was the pipe dream. That was the pie in the sky projection the Democrats wanted. And that was what they attempted, and they believed they could do it. Now, where are they? They had all these different people, all Obama's horses and all Obama's men, trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again and engaging in massive fraud and in massive lies and turning the CIA and other agencies loose on Trump's associates, trying to set them up as Russian agents, sending informants in, twisting arms, threatening everyone they knew to make contact with any Trump supporter of any renown, yours truly, and try to get us to make contact with the Russians. But really, it was the Democrats inside the FBI. And so this is where we are in the middle of April 2019. And the Democrats don't know what to do because now all their other fake investigations that scooped up data on Trump associates in non-espionage-related areas, like not paying taxes and things, that is all tainted because it came from a fraudulent investigation. Plus, Trump has the deep state, the Democrats, the Rod Rosensteins, the James Comeys, the Andrew McCabes, the Bruce Orrs. He has them all by, there's a word for it in Spanish, the cojones, meaning the huevos, meaning the testicles, the short hairs. Now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Remember when Trump tweeted that last year? I wonder, will he be tweeting it again? I know we should post that to the front page of InfoWars.com. Remember, if you're a radio listener, that's wonderful. You're the majority of our audience. We also simulcast at InfoWars.com/show. And so we're going to go over all the different clips from the 22-minute press conference. In fact, you know, I think the best thing to do is come back on the other side and just play the press conference end to end with a few stops where I add some context to it. That's the best way to do this. That's what a regular old smart news show would do. So I'm going to cover it. And it is historic because they illegally spied on the president when he was a candidate. Got caught doing it, launched a bigger investigation to cover that up and try to unseat the president. It was a bold, chutzpah, bravada, hubris, wild-eyed gambler-type behavior. And now it's been done so crudely, so ham-fistedly, because they were always sure Hillary was going to win. So it didn't matter how out in the open they did it. They even bragged when he was president-elect, don't worry, he'll never be seated, said Nancy Pelosi's daughter on Fox News. Obama administration's handing the intelligence over to the media that Trump's a Russian agent. Wow. But it wasn't evidence. It was stuff the Democrats inside the FBI, inside the Justice Department, inside the intelligence agencies Remember the socialist and communist 50 years ago said we can't overthrow America from without. We're going to take over the judiciary. We're going to take over the seminary, the churches, the religion. We're going to take over the educational system, the colleges and secondary education, but also primary education. And we're going to take control of the media even more, and that's how we'll overthrow America, is psychologically. And in 2019, they say saying America exists is bad. Thomas Jefferson's evil. George Washington's bad. The American flag's evil. You want to trigger a leftist? Say America's great. It's like a cross to a vampire. Literally. They flip out because they're anti-Americans. They are the anti-American globalist party. Their ethos, their blood supply, their oxygen, their very tissue is conquering this country. It's amazing. But look at this story out of the Washington Free Beacon. It's a great report. We've linked it up on Infowars.com. U.S. intelligence institutionally politicized towards Democrats. Bill Gertz, great writer, national intelligence writer, wrote that story. But I like Drudge's headline better for the article. CIA intel agencies have become bastions of liberals. But they're really anti-American leftists who have an ethos of will to power. And their rightful intellectual birthright to run everything. And they're being rejected and they don't know what to do. But they've got to be dug out of these agencies. They've got to be removed. I have enjoyed the last 3 years being attacked by these agencies. I've enjoyed watching congressional hearings where they call me a Russian agent out of hand. I'm never called to testify. I have witnessed their criminal arrogance. And you know what? Thanks to your help and your support and your prayers, so far we've overcome it. So I thank you, the audience. I thank this great crew. And I thank, number one, God above and my family for putting up with me. But God, number one. So thank you, God. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your providence and leading, guiding, and directing us, and just for all the, what the common person would call good luck. So I thank you, God. But there's still major battles to come, but you can see America fighting back from the dead again, because as von Bismarck said, God loves children drunks in the United States of America. Many a foreign leader has marveled at the United States' luck over and over again. It's called providence. It's called manifest destiny. It's called a plan for us that has not yet been seen in the future. That's why all the controlled seminaries, remember the Rockefeller Foundation, tell you that the United States is not in prophecy, and it's all a lie. The United States is critical in prophecy. Now, continuing, we're going to get into the criminal activity proven by Mueller's report, because it's already coming out. It's already been documented, of the illegal Democrats paying for fake intelligence that they then claim somebody else produced. That's called fraud to a court. That's called perjury. That's called conspiracy. It's amazing. That's coming up. Please do not forget, we're in an information war. And spreading the word is paramount. The left wants to intimidate and bully everybody into not having free speech. That's why it's so critical that you stand up to those bullies. And realize that when you wear an Infowars.com or Attorney Response Team or a Molon Labe shirt or one of hundreds of amazing shirts, many of them limited edition, like 10 new limited edition shirts, we're going to sell out of all 10 limited runs. Whatever's the most popular two, we'll keep those as a mainstay. And there's a whole bunch of different designs. Don't California my USA. Don't California my Texas. Bunch of different really awesome designs. Baseball jersey style ones. Football style ones. Red, white, and blue. Don't California my USA is a great way to spread the word. It's also got Infowars.com on it. So Infowarsstore.com, 50% off all apparel. That includes ball caps. That includes designer shirts, regular shirts. They're all 50% off at Infowarsstore.com. In many cases, that means at cost. So I want to flood the world with Infowars shirts. I love the Infowars Tank Man shirt. Tank Man shirt. Infowarsstore.com. Please check it out today, but whatever you do, get some of the Wake of America coffee and see how great it is, and sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. April 18th, 2019. The Mueller report. He's the god. The left that once hated intelligence agencies, hated the FBI with a passion, now just embraces it. Because major studies show, and Bill Gertz has written about it today in a story, U.S. intelligence institutionally politicized towards Democrats. Just like 96% of reportage on Trump is negative. Just like 99% of the reportage on me is negative. But now people know they're a pack of liars, so they just invert whatever the liars say, and then it's back pointing the right direction. That's a good rule of thumb. So I have here the 400-plus page report. We've got a lot of sections we're going to go through, but I think we should just go to the press conference of the new attorney general, Mr. Barr, and then go through it piece by piece. But I first want to make this declaration. This report, the Mueller report right here, this report is a total cover-up and a whitewash. That's right. Not of Trump's imaginary crimes or espionage, but of the Democrats. All you need to know is look at Rod Rosenstein standing there behind the attorney general today when he tried to overthrow the president in the 25th Amendment coup, when he was involved in the whole thing with Comey and McCabe and Orr and the rest of them. It's all come out. Paying taxpayer money to Fusion GPS to make up the dossier. And then many of their wives worked at Fusion GPS. It wasn't just that they were going to set the president up because they thought he was bad and wanted to get rid of him and because, you know, he wasn't part of their club. They also paid their husbands and wives, at least four of them we know of, up to $500,000 apiece. Just like Hillary gave millions to McCabe's wife while this was all going on to her campaign. There's no end to these people's criminal activity. So the press conference should be about how the criminal conspiracy has been discovered and proven. And there's some of that in there that's already public that Mueller knows he can't hide. They try to explain it away. But they failed to set anybody up for Russiagate because they were the ones involved with any country that wanted to pay them money to sell this country out. Mueller was hired as the assassin and the executioner. And so when all of this information came out, because Trump and myself and people like Sean Hannity and you, the audience, didn't roll over to them and their fraud and kept fighting back, they knew the public didn't buy it, and they knew more whistleblowers were coming out, and they knew that some of the FBI agents ended up testifying to Congress in secret about the whole conspiracy. And when that happened last year, with Lisa Page, namely, it was jig is up, you're caught. Cops bust in and the robbers are in the bank vault loading their sacks. It's called being caught red-handed. Red-handed, you just killed somebody and there's blood on your hands. Red-handed. Or open and shut. They're guilty on the face of it. Their own text admit, we've got an insurance policy. And they start getting scarier and scarier. Once he's already the president, they're like, God, there's nothing here. This is really dangerous. They're like, hold the course. Clapper and Brennan and Obama, they're still with us. We've still got our stay-behind groups. We're embedded. We've got the media. So the whole media was a big con game about, Trump's going to prison. Yay! Everybody's turning against him. He's going down. It was a giant whisper campaign. But it didn't work. And so, yeah, it's all in the report. There's a lot of new stuff in here. There's a lot of stuff in here. Oh, yeah, they've even got all the text messages and all the rest of it and phone logs showing Christopher Steele of the Pissgate dossier and Bruce Orr and all of them on the phones. That all came via Judicial Watch in their lawsuits. So a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. But understand, it doesn't go far enough. And if this reports anything, it is a whitewash. It's much worse than this. So the Democrats better hope and pray all these blacked out areas don't come out. Because Trump has the deep state by the huevos rancheros. Here's some of it. The greatest political hoax of all time. Crimes were committed by crooked, dirty cops and DNC, the Democrats. There's another Donald Trump tweet. I said treat, which is a good Freudian slip. It is a treat. Tweet. Wow. FBI made 11 payments to fake dossier, discredited author, Trump hater Christopher Steele at One America News Network and Judicial Watch. The witch hunt has been a total fraud on your president and the American people. It was brought to you by dirty cops, crooked Hillary, and the DNC. So we're going to go to break and come right back with the full press conference. I'm going to try to make limited comments during it. But this is a big deal. Press conference just happened about an hour ago. And don't forget, we covered it here live, David Knight Show, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right before me. Always on top of whatever the latest breaking news and information is. You can tune into our live streams. You'll have us covering it live or right after it's live so that our stations can pick that up, all our great radio and TV stations. Again, as we go to break, please don't forget, it's listener support that makes this all possible. And if you'll just get your fluoride-free toothpaste, it's the highest quality, 4 to 5 colloidal silver iodine, super blue, the mouthwash, all of it. There's no fillers in this toothpaste. It's concentrated. It's amazing. If you just sign up for AutoShip and get it each month or every 2 months, you get 10% off, and you don't have to remember to support the broadcast, your high-quality coffee or protein bars or fish oil, things that you want to reorder every month. Just come in the mail, and you can cancel for free online with one click anytime at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're running a new big special. The new big sale is on DNA Force Plus, now even stronger in each caplet with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so many other factors for your nerves, for your body, for your mitochondria. It's been proven to make telomeres last longer or shorten slower, which is the same thing as making them extend. And we all know what happens to telomeres. They are able to divide so many times, and then they start mutating, and then bye-bye. So DNA Force is as close to the fountain of youth as there is. DNA Force Plus. All these big billionaire globalists are taking similar formulas that cost them $500 a bottle. It's only $119. It's our most expensive product because it costs thousands and thousands of dollars a kilo just for the PQQ, the CoQ10. It's not synthetic, like the garbage that costs even more at the store. It's DNA Force Plus, and it funds our operation. Read about all the attributes. Read all the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, or go right to InfoWarsLife.com. It takes you directly there. All right, when we come back, I'm going right to the press conference. And then I got a bunch of other special guests and things I haven't plugged yet. We'll tell you all about that straight ahead. Standing behind Attorney General Barr is Rosenstein, one of the key ringleaders.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Everybody's saying, oh my gosh, Mueller whitewashed. No, it was a coup. He was hired to prosecute it. It failed, and now I guarantee you, a lot of you are going to prison. Notice Trump's rhetoric's getting more intense. Because Trump knows he has to dig these criminals out of the government or there's no hope. New York Times wrote a huge fantasy piece about me that I'll cover next hour because it's so illustrative of their delusion. Exactly as I've been saying, they say in this, if we can't destroy Trump, the consolation prize is destroying Alex Jones. It's a religion of losers that are into hurting America and prosperity. And they really put their foot in it in this document. They say that I'm making it up, that there were reports of a man in camouflage tactical gear in the woods that was arrested. I went and dug up the newscast that show it all. And I could do it with everything they say. It's unbelievable. That's next hour. Along with, oh, you didn't hear about it? Because it got almost no attention. A leftist philosophy professor, Mark, I don't know how you pronounce this, Lamparello, had two big gas tanks of gasoline, lighter fluid and lighters, was caught inside with it spilt on the ground inside St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. And then he said to police, well, I was just trying to find gas for my vehicle. They have on the surveillance footage, pulling up, getting out of the van, going in with it. And of course, his vehicle had plenty of gas. If he would have been successful, though, it would be on the news that it was not arson. And anyone investigating it is a terrorist. But didn't get away with it here. And isn't it funny that I had Leo Zagami, investigative journalist, on your stand. He said, I bet it's a devil worshiper or leftist, not just a Muslim. He said they've been wanting to burn down all the cathedrals for a while. He goes, I expect them to start burning more down. Oh, and then a leftist philosophy professor. Most of them you scratch under the surface, Aleister Crowleyites. That's a big ritual to burn down a cathedral. I remember when I heard about somebody trying to kill the treaty oak with a nerve agent. It was a Crowley guy, big giant oak tree downtown Austin. He was able to kill it. Middle of the night, basically jackhammered into it, dumped 100 pounds of weed killer on it. What a nice person. As soon as I heard that, I said, that's a devil worshiper. Came out 2 weeks later, it was a ritual. So I'm just giving you the MO. Surprise, surprise, a philosophy professor is trying to burn a church down. Oh, allegedly. Hell, he's in New York City. They'll probably give him a medal. De Blasio will probably give him a medal. It's like Smollett. He'd probably burn it down and blame it on a Christian. Who knows? What a freakazoid. That's who's teaching your kids. That's who's inside the Justice Department. Bunch of freaks like that guy. That's enough of that. Let's get to the press conference like I said I would. Total vindication of the president and the proof that the FBI leftist groups were funding the fake PP dossier. BuzzFeed, all of it. Here it is.
As you know, one of the primary purposes of the special counsel's investigation was to determine whether President Trump's campaign or any individual associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere in the 2016 election. Volume 1 of the special counsel's report describes the results of that investigation. As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But
BS.
Thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump
campaign. Pause right there. It was actually found that 80% of the bots from companies hired in Russia, who anybody can hire to promote their dog grooming place or your political candidate or your rock concert, because they'll spam. You can hire Russians to, you know, give you stolen emails, anything you want. Russia's big in that. So are other countries. 80% of them were for Hillary. Surprise, surprise. She had 80% of the money in the campaign. And so they were spending money overseas big time. What do you think her foundation's for? So remember, Michael Moore attended a Russian-sponsored bot farm protest of Trump once he was elected in 2017. Because the Democrats were getting their money's worth paying a company in Russia to send protesters out. It has nothing to do with the Russian government. Their proof to call me a Russian agent is 16 times on Jones's Facebook, someone posted in the comments something from a Russian bot. Oh my God, execute me. Got hundreds of millions of people posting stuff back then every year on my sites. And then 16 times a Russian bot said something trying to get followed. That's the total proof. But you pay Russians through the Pissgate dossier in England millions and millions of dollars to tell lies to overthrow the election, and it's not election meddling? This is the proof of election meddling by the Democrats. And, of course, they used Russians. that they paid off that are part of the Soros group that'll tell any lies they're told to, like Trump's in a hotel room, knowing all those hotel rooms are bugged, being pissed on by hookers. If he was that type of maniac, he'd never gotten where he is. Unbelievable BS.
16 times Russian bots posted on Jones's Facebook.
Yeah, in the comments. I'm surprised only 16 times, but again, send me to the gas chamber. Let's go back.
Or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed. The special counsel report outlines two main efforts by the Russian government to influence the 2016 election. First, the report details efforts by the Internet Research Agency, a Russian company with close ties to the Russian government, to sow social discord among American voters through disinformation and social media operations. Following a thorough investigation...
It's linked up with RT. You go watch RT now. It's the most leftist stuff I've ever seen in my life most of the time. Unwatchable. That is supposedly the influencer with almost no viewers in the U.S., RT. RT was okay like 5 years ago. RT is a joke in the United States. Unwatchable crap. That influenced our election? Because that's the same thing, RT, Internet Research Agency, all that crap. You know what they're interested in on RT? An audience and acceptance and viewers. Let's continue.
Campaign. The special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian nationals and entities for their respective roles in this scheme. Those charges remain pending, and the individual defendants remain at large.
And pause again. They knew indicting Russian military officials who probably aren't even involved, maybe, who knows, that they'll never show up. So that was another trick of Mueller, knowing he didn't have anything. Well, let's just indict 13 Russian nationals that live in Russia. That'll really get something done. Let's continue.
Special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme.
All right, pause. We're going to come back with the meat and potatoes where he says 100% Trump and involved in nothing. Let's back it up 20 seconds. Thanks. But here's the big takeaway from this. They tried to get thousands of Americans to take money. We're talking millions of dollars in some cases to sell out, and none of them would do it. Now, you know, they've been asking Democrats to sell out the country for money. They'd say, hell, I don't want money. I want to F America. America was never great. It'll never be great. Their religion is hating this country. Democrats aren't Americans, folks. They aren't. They're enemies. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Well, the Mueller report has come out, totally vindicates that no American had direct contacts with the Russians knowingly trying to manipulate the election. That's true. And that they basically went around trying to set everybody up, but nobody would take the money or the bait. Really proud of my fellow Americans, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that I had some of this happen to me, and I'm not at liberty to get into it, but I had to contact the FBI over it. Multiple times, okay? And, of course, we all know what it goes back to. But this is the reality of how big this was. Now, do I feel sorry for myself being one of the main targets of this? No. Am I pissed off? Yes, I'm very pissed off. They used this to take me off social media. They used this to open criminal investigations. They called me a Russian agent under Russia's control in congressional hearings in the House Armed Services Committee, very powerful committee, in the Senate Intelligence Committee, in the House Judiciary Committee, and many others. Imagine. I mean, McCarthy would ask people if they were Russian agents. And a lot of them, it turned out, were. They would just say that I'm a Russian agent. And that's how they started the whole ball rolling, the thousands of news articles, the demonization pieces. And they want to just fade off into the sunset. No. It's despicable. It's disgusting. And what's even sicker is many of the Democrats calling us Russian agents were actually being paid off by the Russians and others. It's just disgusting. But the big takeaway is, if anything, this is a whitewash. Sure, it admits a lot of the crimes committed. It admits that Mueller and you know his team was trying to set people up. It admits that they sent Justice Department money to Democrat members of their families on the dossier crew. So at so many levels, it's a criminal enterprise. Not just to defraud the taxpayers, not just to defraud the voters, not just to overthrow an election and have a coup, but they made money out of it while they were at it. And Rosenstein is sitting there, one of the main architects of the 25th Amendment coup, the whole time. It's unbelievable. So Democrats whining and puling, saying this is a whitewash. Yeah, to cover your butts. CYA. Let's go back to the press conference.
First, the report details efforts by the Internet Research Agency, a Russian company with close ties to the Russian government, to sow social discord among American voters through disinformation and social media operations. Following a thorough investigation of this disinformation campaign, the special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian nationals and entities for their respective roles in this scheme. Those charges remain pending, and the individual defendants remain at large. But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme. Indeed, as the report states, quote, the investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. person knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the IRA's interference operation, unquote.
Sit, pause. Put in. There's about to be a glitch here that was on the live feed. So you're about to hear triple exoneration. But remember, nobody knows this, but just we need to get this word out. It is election meddling to go hire Russians with a British firm to make up stuff to bring out against Trump during the election and then after. That's the real election meddling with Russians. And it's all even in their whitewash. Continue.
The council found no collusion by any Americans in IRA's illegal activities. Second, the report details efforts by the Russian military officials associated with the GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Organization, to hack into computers and steal documents and emails from individuals associated with the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's campaign for the purpose of eventually publicizing these documents. Obtaining such unauthorized... Following a thorough investigation of these hacking operations, the special counsel brought charges to court against several Russian military officers for their respective roles in these illegal hacking operations. Those charges are still pending and the defendants remain at large. But again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking. The special counsel's investigation also examined Russian efforts to publish stolen emails and documents on the internet. The special counsel found that after the GRU disseminated some of the stolen documents to entities that it controlled, DC Leaks and Guccifer II, the GRU transferred some of the stolen materials to WikiLeaks for publication. WikiLeaks then made a series of document dumps. The special counsel also investigated whether any member or affiliate of the Trump campaign encouraged or otherwise played a role in these dissemination efforts.
Oh, stop right there. And of course, they say he doesn't. So that's the triplicate. So this isn't just a whitewash of the Democrats' crimes. There are some bombshells in there, admitting what we already knew, that they paid with the fake dossier with the Russians. But where's the beef? I mean, we'll see with the Assange prosecution coming up. Where's the proof that Assange got the stuff from the Russians? Because we know it came from people like Snowden in the past and others. And Bradley Manning, not the Russians. And the download speeds have been looked at forensically, and they've confirmed that you couldn't get this over the internet that fast. It was gotten on thumb drives. Amazing. So now it's the Russians that did this. How about the crimes Hillary committed with the illegal server and the money, Uranium One and all that? None of that's being discussed, see? A whitewash. If Mueller was looking for evidence of Russian collusion, he would have found it in the Clintons. We've been looking through the report, haven't found it yet. Don't think I should hold my breath. Let's continue with more of Barr.
Under applicable law, publication of these types of material would not be criminal unless the publisher also participated in the underlying hacking conspiracy. Here, too, the special counsel's report did not find that any person associated with the Trump campaign illegally participated in the dissemination of the materials. Finally, the special counsel investigated a number of links or contacts between the Trump campaign officials and individuals connected with the Russian government during the 2016 presidential campaign. After reviewing these contacts, the special counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign. So that's the bottom line. After nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants, and witness interviews, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts. After finding no underlying collusion with Russia, the special counsel's report goes on to consider whether certain actions of the president could amount to obstruction of the special counsel's investigation.
We'll come back with that, and they say, of course not. The president going, this is ridiculous. This investigation is crap. I'm not working with the Russians. Yelling at people. That's what you do when you're innocent. Like, I couldn't help myself a minute ago with Rosenstein. He started pissing me off, man. That guy's a jerk. Tried to overthrow our country, our president. He had people investigating me as a damn Russian spy. I'm not putting up with it anymore, you little bastards. I'm just... Let me tell you something, man. You start getting accused of being a Russian agent on national TV, I probably had 500 libtards scream, F you, Russian agent, you're going to prison. And all the times I haven't slapped them upside their ugly faces, I tell you, it's been hard. And I'm tired of it. And I want justice against these traitors. But instead, Rosenstein's up there on the stage like he hadn't done anything. There needs to be grand juries indicting his ass, just like they're getting ready to indict McCabe. There's open grand juries on him. And let me tell you, these arrogant rats aren't going to quit until they're behind bars. It's time to have a legal, lawful purge of these pieces of crap. God, it makes me sick. But I ought to be happy, and so should we, that it's coming out a lot of it. It's just unbelievable how consciously criminal they are and how they've been so arrogant so long. But that's coming to a head. We'll be back with the second hour and more. Please don't forget, your purchases of products support us. InfoWarsStore.com. Minutes left on this press conference where Trump is completely exonerated, but there's a poisoned lining to this so-called silver cloud that we'll be discussing at the end of the next segment. The Mueller report's out. But first, now Attorney General Barr cleaning up for the Obama deep state stay behind network that got caught trying to overturn an election, working with actual Russians that are run by Soros to do it, and Mr. Steele He now moves into the area of obstruction. That's when the president says, I'm innocent. None of us took money from Russia. This is a bunch of crap. He would reportedly cuss at people, which is what you do when you're being accused of being a foreign agent. When you're Mr. Red, White, and Blue, you get pissed off. That's what happens. I'm sorry. Somebody ever accuses you of being a traitor. See how it feels. See, a Democrat would love that because they hate America. The average Democrat would be like, yeah, of course I hate America. Like, that's cool. Those of us that care about the country and are honorable, it gets our blood temperature up. Here it is.
As I addressed in my March 24th letter, the special counsel did not make a traditional prosecutorial judgment regarding this allegation. Instead, the report recounts 10 episodes involving the president and discusses potential legal theories for connecting those activities to the elements of an obstruction offense. After carefully reviewing the facts and legal theories outlined in the report, and in consultation with the Office of Legal Counsel and other department lawyers, the Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Although the Deputy Attorney General and I disagreed with some of the special counsel's legal theories and felt that some of the episodes examined did not amount to obstruction as a matter of law, we did not rely solely on that in making our decision. Instead, we accepted the special counsel's legal framework for purposes of our analysis and evaluated the evidence as presented by the special counsel in reaching our conclusions. In assessing the president's actions discussed in the report, it is important to bear in mind the context. President Trump faced an unprecedented situation. As he entered into office and sought to perform his responsibilities as president, federal agents and prosecutors were scrutinizing his conduct before and after taking office.
Let's hit pause again.
Conduct of some of his.
You've got Democrats who say it's an insurance policy to make sure he doesn't get elected, but if he does, remove him, creating a fraud, paying their family members hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece to work in a special private group so that their criminal activity wouldn't be under FOIA power. So it's a bunch of government officials and their wives and husbands set up a criminal group. They pay taxpayer money to the criminal group to cook up a bunch of lies. And then if the president gets upset and says that's a fraud, he's obstructing justice. You can't obstruct something when you're standing up against a pack of criminals. When there's no crime, when you've done nothing wrong, when you know it's a sack of garbage, you'd be insane not to say, what in the world are you talking about? Let's continue.
It's at the same time, there was relentless speculation in the news media about the president's personal culpability. Yet, as he said from the beginning.
Back it up. We're going to come back from break with this. There wasn't speculation. Russian scum! They're all Russians! The Russians are in control of our military! We must remove him! Remember who said that? Keith Olbermann. Remember who said we're going to kill the president? Phil Mudd. It's all the same group of knuckle-dragging, America-hating trash. John Brennan joined the Communist Party in college and still is in it. Clapper, all of them, literally hate this country. They're globalists.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, here's the president the last 2 years saying no collusion, no corruption, a compilation that he just tweeted out. We've posted it to newswars.com. Then I've got big breaking news and more of the attorney general's press conference. Here it is.
I do have the right to fight back, and I'm fighting back not for me. I'm fighting back for the people of this country.
No collusion.
There was no collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
There is absolutely no collusion.
There's no collusion.
The fact is, there is no collusion.
No collusion.
There's no collusion.
This is a investigation where many, many millions of dollars has been spent, and there's no collusion.
This is a win for this president who, for now 2 years, has essentially been screaming there was no Russia collusion. He is backed up by Mueller.
Maybe every time he said no collusion, like more than 231 times so far, maybe every time he said no collusion, he was telling the truth.
This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side.
Now, there's a huge story up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. It's also on Newswars.com. Trump never used executive privilege to redact from Mueller report, Barr says. But the Democrats and the FBI and the Justice Department, they all wanted large parts redacted. But in public, the Democrats are saying release the whole thing, knowing that the whole thing shows the criminal activity they were engaged in, demanding that all of this federal money be transferred over to groups to cook up all these lies about Trump. And now they've been demanding it all be released when it'll bring them down. Here's a clip.
Consistent with longstanding executive branch practice, the decision whether to assert executive privilege over any portion of the report rested with the President of the United States. Because the White House had voluntarily cooperated with the special counsel, significant portions of the report contained material over which the president could have asserted privilege, and he would have been well within his rights to do so. Following my March 29th letter, the Office of the White House Counsel requested the opportunity to review the redacted version of the report in order to advise the president on the potential invocation of privilege, which is consistent with longstanding practice. Following that review, the president confirmed that in the interest of transparency and full disclosure to the American people, he would not assert privilege over the special counsel's report. Accordingly, the public report I am releasing today contains redactions only for the four categories that I previously outlined, and no material has been redacted based on executive privilege. In addition, earlier this week, the president's personal counsel requested and was given the opportunity to read a final version of the redacted report before it was publicly released. That request was consistent with the practice followed under the Ethics in Government Act, which permitted individuals named in a report prepared by an independent counsel the opportunity to read the report before publication. The president's personal lawyers were not permitted to make and did not request any redactions.
So what's the takeaway from this? The corporate media, the establishment leftist media, reported 96% negative against the president, 100% negative against me, 100% negative against people like Sean Hannity that supported the president and laid out all this. They tried to remove Tucker Carlson off air. And all I'm saying to the listeners is, those of us that have told the truth throughout this, that have represented the truth, that have been proven right and vindicated, we're torn up pretty bad. Fox News is in a move to turn into a leftist group. I can tell you from the highest levels that Sean Hannity's called in and chewed out and yelled at for defending the president. I can tell you other people have been basically threatened with firing if they don't toe the line. I can tell you Laura Ingraham's hanging on by her fingernails. And you see them stacking an audience pro Bernie Sanders at Fox News for a fake town hall. You see them hiring Donna Brazile, who helped rig debates for the Democrats. The deal's been made. They're still planning to take Trump out. I just want listeners to understand something. Your support and you spreading the word and all you've done is the reason this is happening. Like the president just said in that clip, I'm not fighting for me only. I'm fighting for you. And why did Trump tell you that? He could have rolled over to them once he was president-elect anytime, and the power structure would have left him alone. He hasn't done that. And he's doing it for everybody, and so am I. But not because I'm a hero. The globalists are evil. They're anti-human. They're anti-God. They want to conquer this country. They want to break up our families. They're bad people. You can't run a white flag up to those guys. But you think about the corporate media. The big takeaway here is they lied about Trump, said he couldn't win the election. Then they said he was a Russian agent. They got caught in that. They've been caught in all these other things they did to Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh. They create frauds. It's what they do. And I'm telling you, you can't underestimate people like Ron Rosenstein. Roll some of the video behind me and just how disingenuous and criminal he is while he sits there like a possum that got caught in your backyard eating a big old pile of dog crap. And you walk outside at night and it's sitting over that pile of dog crap with it all over its face. I mean, that is a piece of garbage right there. And he's been caught. He lied to Congress and said he wasn't part of the coup. Then it turns out he was part of the 25th Amendment coup, and it was a serious coup. And now you've got Brennan and Clapper and all the usual suspects saying, well, okay, we did spy, but under orders from the president, we have executive privilege. Man, why are those guys walking around? They personally try to destroy my life and so many other people's. And they're all anti-American filth that have covered up for the real sellout of this country. Globalist equals traitor. Globalist equals collusion. Globalism equals the death of your country. And the fact that we think it's a win, that we've proven this is a fraud, and we've proven that they created a fake dossier with taxpayer money, yeah, it's a win. But it's a loss if we don't push it all the way, because these crazy people are on TV telling us America shouldn't exist, American flags are bad, our military's bad, that we suck. That's what enemies do when they're in charge and are brainwashing you. If the mainstream media had full control, we'd be one giant re-education camp. But the good news is they got their own cult members to tune in for 2 years. The ratings for mainstream media were down over 90% in the last 20 years. They had a dead cat bounce. They went up 10%. So they were only about down 80%. They called that a boom in ratings. And now they're plunging down to about 5% of what they were. So they've lost three quarters of the viewers they had, even though they were down 80%. They're done. It's over. If we make it be over and just put placards out on your house or on your car or whatever. MSM is the enemy. Democratic Party is the enemy. Democrats didn't used to be the enemy. There's still some Democrats that are good people that are just brainwashed. But the lockstep Democrat from mid-level to the top are a globalist cult sworn to conquer the nation. Because if they conquer the country that has the technology and has the weapons, they want global domination. As Hitler said, today Germany, tomorrow the world. Well, listen, you bug-eyed control freak leftist. You Antifa professors, you professors, you know, caught trying to burn down St. Patty's Cathedral in New York. You're not getting what you want. You thought America was weak. No, America was asleep, Jack. It's not so asleep now. But I want America to get up and get fired up and really do something political, and because we've got to rout these people. Democrats and globalists are cancer, just like radical Islam. Let me put a book in, though, on the big win for the globalists, the big win for the left, the big win for the deep state. Yes, they lost the battle with their attempt to overthrow the election and their attempt to remove President Trump, but they won something very important to the larger global government system with this whole giant fraud. And unless this fraud unwinds their activities and brings them down, then it's a Pyrrhic victory. That means we've won this war, but at a great expense that ends up destroying those of us that are the good guys in the end. I'm going to get to that here in just a moment. Also, next segment, you know that when I hear about Russia collusion, I want to jump off a cliff. Not literally. I never will commit suicide. If they say I'd commit suicide, it's a lie. I mean, figuratively, we're all sick of Russia collusion. We know it's not true. But here at the end of it, at least, it's good to see mainstream media so discredited yet again. And to have less than 10% of the viewers they had just a decade ago or so. But next segment, I'm going to get into something that gives me an even bigger headache, and that's Sandy Hook. I hardly ever talk about Sandy Hook. I barely ever covered Sandy Hook. Hillary Clinton, as you know, chose to make it part of her campaign about me and Sandy Hook. So the left believes that I'm Sandy Hook Man. Look, it's Sandy Hook Man. And I've got like an SH on my cape or something, and I'm a villain. But their attack pieces have gotten weirder and weirder and weirder. And the New York Times wrote a big one yesterday that I'm going to cover when we come back because it's very informative. And then I happened to go find the video clips of where what I talk about was on the news, and the lawyer is saying it wasn't. And I kept noticing all these anomalies and things that were there, they want me to say weren't there. And I'm not even getting into whether Sandy Hook happened or not. I think mass shootings happen. It's that they won't let it go. And they always say, Alex won't let it go. But they're the ones that won't. And now I've talked to locals in government, you name it, in Connecticut, and they explained to me that Senator Murphy and Blumenthal, especially Murphy, his whole career is off this. Blumenthal's son runs the law firm suing me. And it's like they're literally like they're the Sandy Hook vampires. They feed off these poor dead kids. So wait till I hit this next segment. Chris Murphy says, I must be taken off the air to save democracy because I won't stop attacking the families. No, it's you, you blood-sucking, arrogant little ghoul who I've now learned from locals ran on Sandy Hook and got into the U.S. Senate. That's all you've got? So now the shape of things is becoming very clear. And Lord works in mysterious ways, so that's all coming up. Also, somebody tried to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. But it's barely in the news because he's a leftist professor. I mean, he had big cans of gas and lighters, and they caught him with gasoline on the floor, but I'm sure he's a nice person. If he would have caught it on fire, we'd be hearing from the mayor, this is not arson, this is not arson, this is not arson. That's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be getting to all of that as well. And I do have a guest popping in. I also want to open the phones up for not this next segment, but the segment after and a little bit more. We'll get Avi on 15 after, specifically on the Mueller report, what your big takeaway is, where you think all this is going. I'm going to give you the poison lining to the cloud, though, and why they've still had a victory here in just a moment. But first off, let me just tell listeners about something that is the very best product for your telomeres, that's your DNA, for your mitochondrial DNA, that's the antioxidant that's next level. The PQQ, the CoQ10, the amount of it in here, depending on the equation, something like 40 boxes of the same chemical that's naturally occurring in blueberries. It's ridiculous. The CoQ10, the PPQ, we have the organically derived, and by that it's not synthetic. Most of the stuff that you see on the shelf's a tiny bottle of PQQ or CoQ10. It'll be like $50, because even the synthetic's expensive. This is the organically derived. I still want to be clear, it's not organic. There's no such thing as it being organic unless you eat 40 boxes of blueberries. It's genetically engineered bacteria created. But the point is that this is the real stuff. I want to warn you, though. When I first started taking it 5 years ago, and this is DNA Force Plus, it's even stronger since we upgraded it, you have to say plus. When I cut my finger off like 15 years ago, they reattached it. Document cam shot, please, I'll show folks. They reattached the finger, and you can see that right there where it cut off. It was hanging by a piece of skin right here. Doesn't cut cleanly like you see in the movies. Then tore it off. It was numb all the way up here. And the strangest thing is I started taking DNA Force, and in about 2 months, my back, where I was numb from a football injury, hurt real bad because the nerve grew back. And then the feeling came back in my finger. First it tingled, and it came back. I was like, this is incredible. But I'm going to warn you. most people that have old injuries and where nerves have kind of died out, this isn't just regenerating your cells. This isn't just slowing the shrinkage of telomeres, which is the same thing as making them last longer. It really does regenerate nerves in many areas. So it's the building blocks. And so you read about why are billionaires starving themselves? It's because it also studies show not eating a lot obviously makes you live longer. Trees that barely get enough water or whatever, they live longer. That's known. So that's, but they're also obsessed with PQQ and CoQ10. The Japanese are what discovered all this. And it's the next level. It's the best you're going to get. I remember saying, what's the top selling thing like 6 years ago? We're getting into supplements. I guess 7 years ago now. And well, it's PQQ and CoQ10. But mainly people at grocery stores don't want to pay that. So they buy synthetic stuff that's still 50, 60 bucks for a little bottle. But at medical clinics, it's not prescription, but people are willing to pay, you know, 300, 400 bucks. And it's a 6-7 times markup. We mark it up 150%. Then we discount it 20, 30% down to $119. They're still, again, most of the cost is the product. It's 20% off. The profit we make funds this operation. A 97% reviews, 4.7 power reviews, third party. Please go read the reviews for yourself. Here's some of the reviews. This is a reviewer. This is a real game changer. I got much more energy. My mind is much cleaner. My vision is much clearer. Oh, yeah, this is beyond carrots. Everything feels like brand new. Each and every one of my cells are much more efficient, and I can feel it. That's Mario in Montreal, Canada. 5 stars. Feel like $1 million, he said. Start running again. Submitted by Vincent in Houston, Texas. I have not run in a while, about a year. After taking this product, my cardio system feels like I haven't stopped training. And running feels like a breeze. I remember to take this every morning. The product is truly amazing. You will feel and notice tremendous difference in your life a week or two after consistent use. Yeah, you got to take it all the time. That's why I forget. Just like Alex says, it's like X2. It takes a couple weeks to hit. This product made me feel, this is Victor in Toronto, Canada. This product made me feel livelier after its initial use. Would definitely recommend using it on a regular basis. And it goes on. Folks, I just cannot describe all the 5-star reviews. This is just, it's incredible. DNA Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. It costs a lot because it's worth a lot. It's next level. Try a bottle. If you like it, sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. InfoWarsStore.com. Fueling the human revolution.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
They're going to destroy us. Russian collusion hoax. It's all over for Hillary. Her career is over. Game over. No collusion, no obstruction. All right, let's get right to the meat and potatoes here. I'll open the phones up next segment into the next hour, and we have a special guest joining us, but I want your specific comments on the Mueller investigation, and I'll give you that little, start of the next segment, that little poison lining of the cloud from my view, but I want to get your view as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Let's do first-time callers, give them a chance to get on first, 877-789-2539. But right now, let's get to this. There are so many New York Times articles routinely on the front page of the paper or on the front page of their website that I don't even read most of them. Because you read them and it's like painful. Not that they're attacking me, but that they're such liars. I mean, you know they're lying, but man, when you know the truth and it's about you and the stuff they're saying is just so in left field, it's crazy, but sometimes they tell the truth. And I was told by a New York Times writer about a year and a half ago, they said, you need to basically come in and join us and turn against Trump. You're going to be destroyed. This is an off-record conversation, meaning I can't say who told me this. But they said, you're the low-hanging fruit. They can't get Trump, so they want to get you. And they think you're the populist that got him elected so they can destroy you. They destroy his base. And I go, you mean you attack me? I turn against him, and my base turns against him. And I said, there's one way I'll turn against Trump, and that's if he turns against the Republic. You can put a gun to my head. And I told that son of a bitch, don't you ever call me again. And I've known that piece of crap a long time. Like, you think you're going to threaten me? And then I'm going to roll over? Not happening. It's like I told Politico, you can look it up, after Rand Paul got elected 4 years ago, 5 years ago. They were like, oh my gosh, Rand Paul, it's incredible, blah, blah. They said, you know, we did all this stuff to him. He still won. And I said, the only way you can defeat Rand Paul is for the Politico to endorse him. But see, it's the one thing they can't do. You're hated in mainstream media. But as I pointed out from experience, but also from that source, they literally believe their mythology that I'm like Godzilla attacking Tokyo. And that if they can beat me, they can beat Trump and beat America. Remember how much the left hates America, how their ethos is, we're globalist, we will conquer America. It's the chicken you-know-what dimension, the chicken SH-T dimension. So I'm not going to read the whole lengthy New York Times article, but I actually read this yesterday when I got off air. It had been out for a day or so maybe it's out for 2 days. And they took a clip from a 3-hour, 40-minute deposition I did a few months ago with Democrat lawyers here in Texas on Sandy Hook. And what they chose to attack me on, I knew happened. And so most of what they would bring up was like things that were real, that we legitimately questioned. And then, I mean, I guess they just thought that I would just go along with them. But when you read the article, it says Alex is a consolation prize. Mueller didn't say Trump was a Russian agent and Trump's winning and Trump's probably going to win the 2020 election. But at least we're going to get to destroy Alex Jones. What a group of weirdos. I mean, knowing our enemies are that demented and crazed makes me feel good. Because even if they can tear me apart, which is their goal, you're going to continue on the fight, and I salute you. But just look at it. Read for yourself. Five days after Attorney General William Barr released his expectation deflating summary of the investigation of Trump campaign suspected Russia connections, a pair of videos appeared on YouTube labeled Alex Jones, Sandy Hook Deposition. The hundreds of thousands of views those videos have accumulated attest to their appeal as a hashtag resistance consolation prize. Yeah, we've only had about 40 million views last week. We have 400,000 views. We're winning. Maybe it's not a habitually lying president, but at least someone is getting called to account under oath for his role in post-truthification, that's a great name for the New York Times, of American public life. Jones, the Trump-endorsed proprietor of the conspiracy-mongering InfoWars media empire, is being sued for defamation by 10 families of children who's murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School. That mass shooting 7 years ago, maintained until recently, no, that's 5 years ago I said it happened, was a hoax perpetuated with the convenience of the victim's parents. Never said that. Many of whom have found themselves harassed and threatened, none by me, and hounded. And he goes on to say, it's a consolation prize to see Jones, even though we can't get Trump. Control F consolation prize. I won't have to read the whole thing again, but it says it in here. So that's all this is I'm like this symbolic simulation of victory for the horrible miscreant left with one of their people just got caught trying to firebomb St. Patrick Cathedral in New York yesterday. I mean, they're so mad they don't control reality anymore, they don't know what to do. So let's just move on here. They then say, look at this incredible three-minute clip that we'll play after the break. And go to your calls. Look at this incredible clip. Jones has pinned down how he made up that the news said there was a man in camo and black that got arrested, or that there was a drill nearby. And I keep telling Bankston, no, I've seen that video, their lawyer. And in 30 seconds, you can search and pull it up. We'll show it all to you when we come back. We're not saying it doesn't mean the shooting didn't happen. The point is they want me to say the sky isn't blue. And then they use as their big proof, how do you even describe this? The New York Times claims that there weren't reports of two shooters or a man arrested in camo. I'm going to show you him being arrested. Think of the boldness of that. How they think they're part of the establishment. How the media thinks it can just lie about something that's on dozens of newscasts. We'll play those newscasts when we come back and finish up on this and move on and show you local news reporting. Reports of second gunmen, parents intimidated by other shooters they thought might exist. I mean, that's why people questioned this, which is totally reasonable in the age of media lying and so many hoaxes. But see, they took it as weakness 4 or 5 years ago. And I said, I'm sick of the debate. Mass shootings happened. I believe Sandy Hook happened. They went, oh, my God, he's weak now for some reason. Let's now make him the Sandy Hook man. No, I said that because I think the kids died. Now I have a right to question if I want. But now as we get deeper into this, it becomes the discovery of the politicos. Senator Murphy and Blumenthal have made it their whole career. They're the Sandy Hook vampires. It's their whole life. They live off this, and that's what really happened. And the cover-up of the slow police response, and I'm not attacking the police and all the rest of it, and then the lawyer suing the hero teacher that tried to save the children and suing the police and suing the town, they're the vampires, the lawyers. They're the Sandy Hook vampires, and they'll be exposed in all this. They've stuck their hand in a bear trap, and the Lord works in mysterious ways. So just keep those prayers coming, listeners, and keep the financial support coming, and you've got a commitment that I will damn the torpedoes, go straight at them. Store-wide free shipping is still in place, and 50% off all apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. It's the most banned broadcast in the world. Thanks for joining us. Please help spread the word because you're the only way we get out there. I want to thank you again. I'm Alex Jones, your host. So I want to shift gears into your phone calls and the Mueller report and how big a devastating blow it is to the controlled Democrat press that they've been proven to be liars yet again, and it's really them in Russian collusion, and they paid for a fake dossier and with taxpayer money. We're going to get to all that in just a few minutes. The toll-free number for first-time callers on this subject only, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, please. Let's give new callers a chance, 877-789-2539. Thank you. So, I'm reading the New York Times, and it's the power they've got, like Democrats have, to yell and scream and run a conservative out of a restaurant, or you know how they have the power to have CPS take your kids, or how they have the power to bring in illegal aliens to run your life, but don't want them brought to their city. They talk about how incredible this lawyer is, the new Perry Mason. I guess if you crossed Gollum with a lawyer, you would get Mark Bankston. Chortling, giggling, rubbing his hands together, like a gremlin or something. He kept going, oh, so you say, well, I'll play the clip. So you say you saw a man in SWAT gear in the woods. I'm like, it's on a helicopter feed. It's on the news. They reported it in a bunch of newspapers. He's like, no, those are reporters. And I'm like, well, reporters too, but no, this was separate. He's like, no. Well, see, the New York Times knows you're not going to go look that up. So we went and looked it up. We've got newscast after newscast. And even though it's low-res footage, we watched it live at the time, you can see the man in camo and with the black shirt that the police arrested, and eyewitnesses saying it, and local news, and then police later, and prosecutors and others saying, we're worried about second shooters. Months later, targeting the families. So, and as I said in the deposition, yeah, I think there still could be a second shooter at large. There's something going on here. It took them 6 years to put a report out on this. It's not illegal to question things. So there's something big in Sandy Hook. So here they are in this article saying Jones caught making up man in the woods. Well, here's a few of the newscast clips. Then I'll show you a bunch of newspapers. Here it is. And go ahead and feed audio, because we've got helicopter audio. Why would we send video that has the helicopter audio? I just, for the life of me, I can't understand that. But doesn't really matter. So again, if you're a radio listener, you obviously can't hear this. But this is the police, and this is the footage of the man in the woods, in the camo, and all the rest of it from the historical records vault. And again, then they announced on the news that that is indeed what they've done. There's not really much there to miss when you have the helicopter audio of the blade spinning and all the rest of it. But it does show, if you're a radio listener, you obviously can't see this, the police going to the woods, and then they have the local newscast talking about it with eyewitnesses. And then I'll show you some of those news articles. So let's go ahead.
Out of the woods. I saw him walk a guy earlier with handcuffs. He walked by us and said he didn't do it.
It was a grown man.
A grown man. Yeah, he's sitting in the front of the police car over there now. So I mean,
he didn't have a gun.
No, I didn't see any gun. Just had him handcuffed, and he walked by us and looked into parents' eyes and said, "I didn't do it."
How was he dressed?
Camo pants with a dark jacket.
Again, we have another clip that I'm going to play. Clip three, two shooters, Woods witnessed news director. Let's play clip three now. Here it is.
Walk a guy out of the woods. I saw him walk a guy earlier with handcuffs. He walked by us and said he didn't do it.
It was a grown man.
A grown man, yeah. He's sitting in the front of the police car over there now. So, I mean,
he didn't have a gun?
No, I didn't see any gun. Just had him handcuffed, and he walked by us and looked into parents' eyes and said, "I didn't do it."
How was he dressed?
Camo pants with a dark jacket.
We have Mike Bellamy, news director for WICC 600. Mike, two shooters, is this the latest?
The latest information is that two shooters, we have unconfirmed reports that one of the shooters is dead, and there is another individual who's being pulled out of a wooded area in handcuffs and being questioned by police. As you guys have been reporting, it happened in the 9 o'clock hour local time this morning, but the latest information is unconfirmed reports, two shooters, one of the shooters dead, and another shooter, possible shooter, in handcuffs being pulled out of a local wooded area.
Okay, what do we know about injuries?
And I could go on for hours here, but you get the whole point. You could play the clip over and over again of the lawyer telling me there was no man in camo with a dark top on. There was no tactical gear. You just made that up, didn't you, Mr. Jones? Even though I've got Business Insider, Associated Press, the local New Haven paper. Let me show you a document cam shot for TV viewers. Police union seeks funding for trauma treatment. Archived today. This is out of the local Newtown Bee. And it says right here, a man with a gun who was spotted in the woods near the school on the day of the incident was an off-duty tactical squad police officer from another town, according to sources. Let me show you another article. Want to get a shot of that right there? Get a shot of that with the highlight? Thanks. We can put that in post when I post this right there for folks. So see, this is what I'm going off of. They're acting like I'm just making all this up. Footage of police arresting second man in woods right after the Sandy Hook shooting. That's Business Insider. What, are you going to sue them? Terror attacks and drills, coincidence or conspiracy? This article gets into all the drills that were running that day. And I've got more. Sandy Hook DA cites potential suspects, fears witness safety. So it says we got to keep everything secret. This is months after it happened because there might be another shooter. That's 3 months later, February of the next year. So we're saying, hey, there may be more shooters. Well, the DA said that. How about you sue him? See, what they don't want is you looking into this. And I don't know what's going on here, but this is getting crazy. They have this lawyer trying to tell me none of this is going on and that there was nobody in the woods in camo that got arrested. Well, here's the deposition. You just saw the news reporting it. Here's the deposition. Acting like I made this up. Here it is.
What about they're finding people in the backwoods that are dressed up in SWAT gear? That's not true, is it?
I saw it on the national news.
You saw somebody in SWAT gear in the woods.
Okay, black and camouflage. The police arrested them, and then they said there was a SWAT drill in the area.
No, Mr. Jones, I'm asking you. Did you see a video of a man in SWAT gear being arrested?
I saw the helicopter talking about it, and they said they later arrested a man.
So when you told your audience he was dressed up in SWAT gear, that's just something you made up, isn't it? There's nobody dressed up in SWAT gear.
I do remember that being on the news.
What being on the news?
The helicopter and the man behind the school and the report of the guy in the SWAT gear and the police saying they arrested him. And later they said they didn't.
Yes, two reporters with cameras. There's reports about it. There's no man in SWAT gear in that video, is there? That's just something you made up.
Nope, I didn't make it up.
So you think you can produce to me a video of a man in SWAT gear in the woods?
I remember that's what was being reported on the news.
Okay, so now it's not you saw it in a video. Now it's somebody else said it.
But I've never seen a guy, and it looked like in the video like he was in camo and black.
Okay, first of all, camo and black, what does that mean? He has camo pants on?
I mean, I would tend to think that means kind of paramilitary outfit.
Okay, so anybody you see in camo pants when you're walking down the street, you're like, that guy's paramilitary.
Objectionist.
Is that your belief?
Objectionist. I really have. I've told you what my memory is.
Is it fair to describe any gentleman wearing camo pants as being dressed in SWAT gear? Do you think that's an honest and accurate way to describe that?
Objectionist to form.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to describe it.
Oh, so you what I'm trying to get at, Mr. Jones, is you don't think saying that a man who's dressed up in SWAT gear fine behind the school when he's not actually wearing any SWAT gear is in any way alarmist or dangerous to say?
All right, so if you're a TV viewer, you can see all this. Everyone I talk to goes, yeah, I remember on the news. We've even got a low-res version. We're digging through all our archives because we taped it that day. We have an HD one where you can totally see the guy, black shirt, camo. He's in the grass. You can see it in the footage we just showed with the three cops with guns out on him. They're wearing blue, so they stand out, but he blends into the grass. But we have locals saying he was in tactical gear. He had a gun. He was back there in the woods. The cops chased him. I mean, I just showed you the local news saying tactical gear, SWAT gear. I'm not making anything up. I'm not a Russian agent. I love America. I stand for justice. I love my children. I just tell you what I see. I'm not perfect. But the New York Times thinks you're so weak that they will say, look, we got Jones. There was nobody arrested in SWAT gear. And the damn paper says SWAT gear. All I'm doing is reporting what was seen.
Disappointed the Democrats, and Mueller time has turned into liberal tears time. Newsweek magazine decided to put Adam Schiff on the cover this week, since he vows to continue searching for some kind of conspiracy. No one escapes the law, is the cover's caption. Before becoming a literal joke, Newsweek magazine was considered to be a staple of the news industry since its creation back in 1933. One of which was the Madam Hillary edition they printed before the 2016 election, which thankfully leaked out. Perhaps there hadn't been such a big blunder in the media since 1948, when the Chicago Daily Tribune published the headline, Dewey defeats Truman, Only the election results weren't in just yet, which resulted in this iconic photo of Harry Truman holding the newspaper after his victory. Newsweek is such a joke that not that long ago, the entire magazine sold for $1. Not an issue of the magazine, I mean the entire company of Newsweek. I'm not joking, you could have owned the entire company for less money than it would have cost you to buy an issue of one of their magazines from the grocery store. The company was so deeply in debt, but they were able to unload it to some sucker for the nominal value of $1 with the agreement that the buyer would then take on their massive debt. Things haven't gotten much better for Newsweek. Just last year, their chairman and financial director both resigned amid allegations that the company was using bots to artificially inflate traffic to the website in order to allegedly defraud advertisers. And it looks like they may have bought millions of fake Twitter followers as well, because most of their tweets barely get a dozen engagements, which is extremely suspicious considering they have supposedly 3.3 million people following them. Just look at this tweet from an hour ago about the Mueller report. It has 4 likes, 4 retweets, and 7 responses. The tweet just before that, 9 likes, 13 retweets, 11 responses. 11 people responded out of 3.3 million people following it? Yeah, right. There's barely a single tweet all day that has over a dozen likes or engagements. Let's compare this to the official Twitter account for Charmin Toilet Paper, which is a real account, which has 82,000 followers. So if people want to learn more about the latest toilet paper technology, just take a look at some of the engagement on their recent tweets. This one has 17 likes, more than most of them on Newsweek. Wow, this one has 22 likes, and this one has 26. This one has 70. I'm not joking, a Twitter account posting about the latest innovations in toilet paper has a higher engagement than Newsweek magazine. If you think about it, this does make perfect sense. I mean, which brand of toilet paper would you rather use? Charmin, which costs maybe 50 cents a roll? Or Newsweek, which costs probably $4 or $5 an issue? The following are real stories from Toilet Paper Week. Elderly Americans are dying without getting to read Robert Mueller's report, and they're not happy about it. Trump complained about having to eat effing raw fish in Japan in 1990 and ate McDonald's instead. This was an article that they published at the same time President Trump was meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, complaining that 30 years prior, he said he didn't like sushi. Oh, here's one of the best. Hillary Clinton could still become president if Russia probe finds conspiracy evidence. Oh, let's not forget this brilliant investigation. Here's scientific proof that Trump's hands are too small to hold a bottle of water like a normal adult. This is literally an article we would expect on BuzzFeed, but not in a magazine that has the word news in its name.
All right, go ahead and fade this down. Great job, Mark Dice. You know, what Trump does when he goes downstairs or anything is that he's super careful. I mean, it's crazy how much Trump is, like, in control of himself. That's his M.O.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, I mean, we said the Mueller probe was a fraud. We said as long as we stood up against it, it would turn out being a giant pit the Democrats dug they would fall into. That's now happened. It's in the report. It just joined us that the Democrats made, 11 payments illegally of taxpayer money to create the fake dossier to get the fake warrants. And it looks like President Trump is going to press the attacks. That's good news. We're taking your phone calls right now to get your take on this whole thing. Jack in California, you're on the air. Welcome. What is your view on this? I think it's another giant black eye for the controlled corporate press. I mean, what a pack of jokers they are.
I think they are a pack of jokers, but I wanted to ask you, because I know you're taking calls on just the Mueller thing. That's my first comment, but I wanted, if I don't piss you off too much, I'd like to make a comment regarding the InfoWars operation and why you're in the crosshairs.
But yeah, no, we're not screening your calls. We're just saying the topic is that. But then what happens when I don't screen the calls? People are used to talk radio. They do the screening on air. So it's kind of a weird thing. Hell, let's screen your calls. What is it you want to talk about today, Jack?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is that with regard to the Mueller report, I think that it's a little early to be just getting in the tank and being completely dismissive of what's being found in that. I mean, just if you look at the testimony of McGahn and a few others that were insiders, even if they in the past they may have been never Trumpers, I don't doubt any of that stuff.
No, no. Now there's leadership, and now that they've been caught, more people are ready to flip on the deep state. That's the big opportunity, is how many people in the Clinton crime network are now ready to flip on the deep state. That's a huge takeaway.
But the point is, with regard to this stuff that I've been seeing this morning, is that there's no doubt that Trump rode the line of obstruction. He really did. And if you substituted the name Obama for Trump, the people on the right side of the spectrum would be flipping out.
What are you talking about? Obama was involved with Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Kenya, trying to overthrow their government. And the Clintons and all them are above the law and never get investigated.
I'm referring to just this report. And if you took out the name Trump and put it with Obama, the people on the right side of the spectrum were saying President Obama obstructed justice. Hey, Trump tried to shut down the investigation. I get it. He was pissed because he knows that it was a ruse. There's no doubt. But the point is, the way he tried to shut it down is not very kosher, dude. And I think that you got to be an honest broker with regard to what you see there.
No, I think that's a total fraud. Sitting there saying, I've done nothing, this is a fraud, the Democrats are spying on me, is just a total diversion and a distraction. The Clintons, Uranium One, everything they did, there's no evidence of any obstruction. But I appreciate your call, Jack. I mean, this is just this thing going back to Mueller, like he's this god. It's all a giant joke. Everything goes to intent. And the president was pissed off because this was a fraud. And you've got people trying to overturn an election who paid for a fake dossier. And then if he's telling people this is BS, do something about it. These are a bunch of angry Democrats committing crimes. He's doing the FBI's job when they've got a bunch of Clintonistas inside the thing creating fake dossiers, working with the media in a giant fraud, trying to set up every Trump supporter as a Russian agent. They came up empty. They failed. You failed. Establishment. Anthony in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex Bubba Jones, a longtime listener. I'll do a better job than California here. The Mueller report, there's a couple things on that. I foresee in the near future, you know, everything leaks. So I think there's going to be a lot more unredacted leaked. And like you said, Trump, we need to go on the offensive. Like, you know, I'm pissed off like you, too, up here in Minneapolis. But tell you, we got a lot of brothers up here. And the other thing is the offensive. We'll finally find out where the WikiLeaks emails really came from. We all know that's Seth Rich, one of the first patriots.
Oh, we know they sue anybody that even says that. You have a right to say Seth Rich. They don't want you looking into that. What does that tell you? Thank you, Anthony. Great points. Sandy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon. First-time caller. I just want to start off saying about I'm very grateful for you to be fighting for us in this country and be a patriotic American. And God bless the great state of Texas. That's the only state that I would love to visit and possibly move
to. Well, God bless you and the beautiful state of Pennsylvania. And I love to fight. And so let me tell you, I'm as happy as a pig and you know what. So thank you.
Yes, and God bless you, your children, your wife, and your family, because I know that they tried to take your children away. And
they've done a lot.
They're just a target, and they're jealous of you. The freedom of speech must live on in this country, and people need to wake up. As far as the Mueller report, it was 2 years of nightmarish every night listening to the news about Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that. Democrats are the demon party. I renamed them the Demon Party because they hate President Trump.
I'll say this. They have no bottom now. I mean, I used to be 50-50 20 years ago. I wasn't really Republican or Democrat. Some stuff Democrats did was good. But, I mean, the Democrats now have converted to pure evil. I mean, it's just true.
Well, you know, Alex, God knows what they're doing. There's a retired firefighter that I watch on YouTube. He's from Florida. His name is, Mark Taylor. If you never heard of him, look him up.
No, I've heard of him. Really good guy. We want to get him on.
Yeah, I would love to see him on your show because he's a great person. And there's a lot of evilness on the earth, and God knows all, and this country is being reborn. And the Democrats and the right, the left-wingers, the deep state, they're all going to be exposed, just like the pedophilia that's been going on. They're rounding people up like cattle because they're hurting innocent children.
And the Democrats deny that pedophilia, it's like nine times the record. They're arresting real pedophiles with kids in dungeons, and it barely gets coverage. And the media goes, oh, pedophilia doesn't exist. When they say that, when pedophilia is rampant, you know these are evil people. Exactly. God bless you, Sandy. You're on fire. God bless you. She made me really, my heart feel good to hear her, the strength of her voice. We got a lot of callers about Sandy Hook, even though I said we're not going to cover that. I just, them saying I made up that the news said there was a guy in tactical gear in the woods when I got five different newscasts and four newspapers. I didn't even play all the newscasts I've got. They got some nerve, man. And the prosecutors saying, and the police saying, don't give information out. There may be another shooter. This is a month after. Wow. Let's go ahead and talk to Miles in Colorado. Miles, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Honor to talk to you. It's the first time I've called in.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to say, you know, this whole Mueller report, been, like Trump said, it's a government coup. And trying to spread this fake news and tell us that we're the racists and that we're evil or we're out to get everybody. But really, we just want freedom. We want
We love America. Yeah, we're Russian agents. We're racist. We're all because we don't hate the country.
Exactly. And we just want freedom. We want peace. And I really listen to a lot of your speeches, Alex, and I love it because it empowers me, and you want to go to space, and you want to do all these things and promote humanity and promote freedom for all of us. I love it.
Well, God bless you. You know, the biggest lie I've seen in Hollywood is a great movie with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino called Devil's Advocate, where the devil goes, I'm a fan of humanity. I want to empower you. No, God made humanity and is the fan of humanity. The devil is an enemy of humanity and loves aborting all these babies and all the rest of it. Now they're killing born babies. I mean, there's no end to these people, my friend. We must stand against them. God's a fan of man, not the enemy. And I'm a fan of humanity, and you're a fan. And I don't want to hear it's a post-human world, and I don't want to hear all this crap from Jack Dorsey. No, Dorsey! I pledge this, and I prophesy this. Before humanity is destroyed, Jack Dorsey will be destroyed. And I think Jack Dorsey should get struck by God's thunderbolt like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. And I think you're going to see a lot of conversions like that very soon. Anything else?
I really love what you're talking about, man. And I support keeping babies alive and support America and support a lot of what you stand for.
Well, you sound like a terrorist.
Doing what you're doing.
You don't want to kill born babies. I apologize for that extremism on this show. I thought about doing a satire show for like a week where I'm a leftist. So don't get freaked out, listeners. You've been given forewarning. I'm thinking about doing a whole week as a leftist in character because this is the real me. They say I'm an actor? Yeah, they're about to find out. We'll be right back.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's 4:20 a.m. Australia time. That's not some marijuana secret code. It's 4:20. It's 1:20 p.m. here in the United States. And we'll get to your calls towards the end of the hour for folks that are holding, want to hear from you. But Avi Yemini is a very popular Australian blogger, online radio TV host. And he got set up a few weeks ago, and I got tens of millions of views by Comedy Central show that edited what he had to say. And they shot the interview months ago, but claimed it was new with the whole Christchurch thing. Then he tried to fly in last week and got banned because Comedy Central basically said he was a terrorist because he'd been in the Israeli Defense Forces. And now it's an even bigger scandal. But I wanted to get into his politics, his worldview, the Mueller report, all the things that are happening, not just the latest on his case. But let's get into your case. To recap it for viewers and radio listeners, it just shows how, even though Trump's in office, the leftist media is like still in charge. Drudge Report has a big article it's linked to today about how leftists have just filled up the security services. And if they just make a claim now in the U.S., your guns are taken or non-citizens are kicked out, They love illegal aliens that haven't been checked at all. But if somebody with no criminal record who's been here before, who has, you know, who's popular in Australia, if Comedy Central doesn't like you, you're banned. That's pretty scary.
It is. It is scary, Alex. And the fact that we allow it to happen even when we have such a conservative government is even more concerning, because it seems like no matter what we do, they still seem to win, at least on that side of things.
They've got power over the infrastructure. And of course, tr.news is your site. So I could ask a lot of questions, but what do you want to get into first? Recapping what happened to you, or just your view on what's happening to Australia, the West, Notre Dame getting burned down? They caught a leftist with gas cans clearly trying to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral. The media is not covering that. This is getting crazy.
Not all of it, mate. So start from where you're at the moment. Nothing really has changed too much on our side with regard since I last spoke to you. Besides the fact today, what is interesting is Jim Jefferies is going on Conan O'Brien tonight. So I encourage all your viewers to maybe tweet out to Conan and see if he's willing to at least pose the question to Jim and his team today. Because at the end of the day, they keep hiding, and wherever they hide, they're going to find me pushing people to challenge them.
He's so scared that you caught him editing tapes to sound like you're a white supremacist. When you've got a major legal case, and then they're scared enough to say you're a terrorist, try to keep you out of the country, I mean, they are really bold.
Yeah, they are. And look, at the moment, we've got the legal team going through everything, and hopefully within the next week, we'll have some news about which direction that's heading. But
I had Bernie Sanders come out and say that my reporter that he threw out of an event who never even disrupts stuff, Caitlin Bennett, my sweet girl, is a white supremacist, and I am. Don't they get when he says that, people try to kill us? Like, it's not funny.
No, it isn't funny. And the fact is that I know exactly how that feels, because everywhere I go, no matter how I look, no matter how I dress, no matter if I'm wearing my kippah, which I often do wear to different events, especially when I do believe that the left or Antifa are going to be there, because I know what their first move is going to be, is to literally label me a Nazi. And on the ground, like I as somebody who actually understands what Nazi means, you know, and somebody who hates Nazis with every last breath in me, just because, you know, I know I'd be on the top of the real Nazis.
Well, sure, they were out to kill your people.
Exactly.
They're out to snuff you out from existing. And then now you're one of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I retweeted a video yesterday of an event that I was at one of Tommy Robinson's last rally in England, where I literally walked through the Antifa crowd to get to Tommy's, and I was talking to a bunch of them, and firstly, they couldn't answer me what the meaning of fascist was. You know, they were like, Tommy's a fascist, you're a fascist, you're a fascist.
But radical Islam, it's not a fascist.
Oh, no, don't be silly, Alex. Radical Islam is a peaceful religion. And then they started chanting straight up, calling me a Nazi all on camera, and I'm wearing this kippah on my head, and I've walked up to the crowd, and the crowd know it. Everybody knows it. I've stood up there in front of tens of thousands of people.
And I said, folks who don't know, that's kind of an Australian or I guess Israeli term for the little hat that Orthodox Jews wear.
Yarmulke. Kippah is in Hebrew. No, yarmulke is in Yiddish. Kippah is in Hebrew. And I'm standing there in front of everyone. I said, listen, I just walked through Antifa. What do you think they called me? I'll give you two options. They either called me a racist or a Nazi, and everybody understood straight away. Everybody knows that these people don't understand the hypocrisy and what they're doing.
I think they do understand. They're the racists. They're using race-based politics. They're using communist liberation theology, and they're pissed that conservatives and nationalists are unifying people according to our political ideas and economics that is the real unifying factor instead of their race-based Marxist crap.
You're probably right, Alex. You're probably right.
So let me ask you this. How do we counter these people, this scourge? Because they break all the rules. They do whatever they want. I think we politically worldwide are starting to win. Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if you think so. But still, like you said, they're still in power. We're winning the argument, but they're in power and are now oppressing us. What do we do?
Well, you're right. And it's a struggle I think a lot of us have to deal with, because you don't want to stoop down to their level.
But it would feel good to, when they hit you, to knock them upside the head.
No comment, Alex, but yes, I get where you're coming from.
But they'll say you're calling for violence. I'm not. I'm saying if somebody tries to say, knock you in the head with a hammer, you have a right to defend yourself.
Absolutely, and I always fight for people's right to self-defense. That's one thing, but we know very well the left don't do that. The left do incite violence. The left do love to dox people and encourage others to come to your house and actually hurt you. I think that we need to win because we have the truth on our side.
No, I agree. We need to be like Gandhi and even take it on the chin if we have to. But what do you do when you're with your kids and they come to you in public and are getting around you? Because that's how people I know. That's when it starts punching some buttons.
I think in that moment you got to think more about your kids and what you want to display for them and how you want to show them to deal with these kinds of situations and how to really, to use the term, man up and deal with it properly. And that's not, I don't think that's backing down. I think that's stepping up to the next level because it's not going to help us if all our side.
No, I agree. So how do you control yourself when they're surrounding you, spitting on you?
Look, I haven't been in situations where I've been tested to that level.
Well, I have.
Most situations, I've had people come up and challenge me. That's, you know.
Let's talk about when we come back. But me personally, when they always look like demons and so pathetic that I just realize they want me to punch them in the face. I'm not going to do it. And 9 times out of 10, I control myself. But I'm getting sometimes where it's just hard. So I want to ask you how you don't do it. We'll be right back with our guest. We're also going to talk about Trump and the whole world and what's happening and what he's going to do next after he's been framed by Comedy Central. Avi Yemeni's our guest, TR.news. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And I agree with him. We're winning the intellectual battle, so the controlled left wants to start a fight. How do we turn the other cheek? That's a big question because I agree we need to do it, but it's really hard to do. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Look, I've got my questions for Avi Yemeni, but I'm going to ask him right now what are 3 topics he wants to get into. And then we've got Nick Baggage coming in the 4th hour. Before I go any further, please don't forget we have store-wide free shipping still in place. And we have 50% off all ball caps, all T-shirts, apparel. We only do that sale once a year. Only once a year. And we also have a big discount going on DNA Force Plus, even though it's set to sell out before we get more in. So take advantage of all those specials. Sign up for auto ship on things you're going to want to reorder, like the high-quality Wake of America coffee or the Super Blue toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's a very special toothpaste with a bunch of key elements added to it, like colloidal silver and iodine. $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze, that is already an amazing, super high quality 4-stage HEPA filter. Leading competitors are $500, $600. It's a good deal at $300. It's $200 right now. We always discount down to $250. Okay, so again, your purchase makes it all possible. Thank you for the support. Avi, I've been up here asking the questions, but talk about maybe your political awakening, because you're just, I mean, I've watched a lot of your videos even before you got banned and censored. Pretty common sense stuff that when Islam comes in, it always plays nice until it hits a certain level. Then it starts terror attacks. Then it makes governments agree to its speech codes, its Sharia law. And then once it does that, it takes over. That's why the countries that Islam are in are all Islamic or in civil wars. And so people say, why are you being anti-Islam? Well, I mean, I'm not going to convert to that and cut my daughter's genitals off. And I don't want to throw gay people off buildings, and I also don't want to blow Israel up. And then there's this mental illness out there by the left allied with radical Islam that Israel runs everything. And for me, being involved in geopolitics for 20-something years, I mean, China is the biggest player manipulating, other than big lobbies and big think tanks and maybe the defense industry or Hollywood lobbies or whatever. But and then most of Hollywood's liberal Jews, you know, that are self-hating. So this whole ethos of hating Jews and then putting them into every bracket of they're causing the problem, I've just never really found that. I've never run into that. And then I see Laura Loomer or you or others particularly Facebook and other sites banning you when you criticize people like Ilhan Omar. It seems like there's a real leftist hard-on for nationalist or conservative Jews. Is that inaccurate?
No, it's true. And look, I think those conspiracy theories, I've had to deal with them since I first started speaking out. And one of the things I point out to these people that push those agendas, who like to say that, for example, the United Nations is run by the Zionist, lobby groups. And I say to them, well, look at the United Nations, for example. If Jews run the world, if Jews really run the United
Nations. Why does the UN keep voting to get rid of Israel?
There are more UN resolutions against that tiny little state than there is combined against the rest of the world. There is no way that the Jewish state is controlling anything. And the Zionist, the term Zionism, I think most people that use it don't actually understand what it means. It's like a dirty word to them. They don't realize, especially nationalists on the right side of politics who have just heard it pushed by real anti-Semites, whether on the left or the right, both the hard left and the hard right are two sides of the same coin. They push the same conspiracy theories, the same narrative. And I think a lot of good people in the middle get caught up and start using this term. I've heard people even say it to me, Avi's one of the good Jews, he's not a Zionist. And I actually turned to him and go, I am a Zionist. I'm a proud Zionist. Do you know what the term Zionist, do you know what the definition actually is? And if you're a nationalist and you believe in nationalist ideas, you should actually be supporting Zionism, because any nationalist supports every other country's nationalism. That's the idea, is that you should be proud and support your own.
Well, that's my point, is that there's this mythical power given into Israel, and then the whole UN, people go, oh, the Rothschilds helped make Israel. Yeah, well, now they're against Netanyahu trying to get rid of it. I mean, those are facts. So my thing is, like you said, Israel is like tiny. It's the size of Dallas-Fort Worth, basically. And there's this obsession, and I was never for Israel or against Israel. It wasn't on my radar until everybody kept saying there's a litmus test. Say you hate Israel or we're going to say you work for the Jews. And there's a part of me that, you know, isn't going to be bossed around. So I'm like, well, screw you. So then they all came after me, and it seems like a massive mental illness. I just don't get it.
It is. Look, it's been around since the beginning of the Jewish people. I think, I already hate the word because it's been used too much. The idea, the word of anti-Semitism, it's used by people within my own community to silence anyone from anything. And then it's the same people who push the Islamophobia.
I was about to say, the leftist Jewish groups say, open up to Islam, it's loving, do whatever. And then we get Soros documents saying, get rid of Israel. And then they have the right wing attacking me because I don't want to blow Israel up. And that's exactly right. What do you do about the leftist Jewish groups that are the ones out there persecuting people who actually stand up for Israel? This is sick.
And we need to stand up to them, because the fact is that there is a big part of the Jewish community who today are not part of the establishment. They actually are part of the people, and they get condemned by the establishment, by groups like the ADL in America, and we have similar ones here. We get condemned by them because we are not following their narrative. I heard, like Laura Loomer said the other day, we're not the right type of Jews, but the fact is we're actually the majority. The majority of Jews, I believe, especially in Israel, are conservatives. But even here in Australia, even in America, when you talk about Orthodox Jews, especially, they are conservative. They are.
Well, take Jim Jeffries that tried to set you up. He says, what's the only thing that can unify a Jew with the Nazis? Well, that's being anti-Muslim. He calls you a Nazi. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And that's what they do. That's their narrative. And I bet you that there are those in the Jewish establishment that even though I caught Jim Jeffries out, support him. And it is wrong. It is wrong just in the fact that there is no similarities between myself, Laura Loomer, or any other conservative Jews to those neo-Nazi.
Well, let's just say it. A lot of the white supremacist groups are funded by the leftist groups. They've been caught. They attack conservatives all day long. They obsess over conservative Jews. It's all about, are you for sovereignty and free market and nation states, or are you for globalism and communism and this one world government with the muscles Islam? And so the truth is, whether you're Jewish or Christian or a non-radical Muslim, whether you're an agnostic, if you want to live in a free market country with freedom and be left alone, you want to live in the West. And if you want to be enslaved by something, you join the left, whether it's communism or fascist, Islam. And I think that's what it is. They want to bully everyone into submitting to their system.
And I think it's important to note that just because somebody calls himself something by name, it doesn't make them that. For example, if somebody says they're right wing, doesn't mean they're right wing. They could be very well left wing. Just if somebody calls themselves anti-fascist, it doesn't make them anti-fascist. Now, I've gotten into this argument numerous times on the street. When interviewing, they'll come back to you, they go, but they're anti-fascist. Are you against anti-fascist? I go, no, they're Antifa. They're actually
a leftist
fascist
group that loves fascism. So many white supremacists turn out to be leftist, and they'll be on TV and say, oh, we want socialism. We want, that's what they want.
National socialism. Well, yes, they're following their leader. That's exactly right. So that's why I think it is important just to talk to anyone. And when we discuss anything, we challenge the ideas and not whatever box they put themselves into or what box anyone else puts them into. It's about ideas.
That's the truth. And the left look at demographics, and so they say we'll be race-based to make it third world against the West, which is seen as white, when the West is really an idea that anybody could adopt and then unify and be successful. When we come back, we got a few calls in the Mueller report, but I want to ask you then, gut level, you're a smart guy, Twitter, people can follow you, tr.news as well. I want to ask you, gut level, are we winning this fight, or where do you see things going? And with the Mueller report falling apart for them, what do you think they're going to do next? Straight ahead with our guest, Abby Yemeni. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. The only way the articles get out, the only way the news feeds get out, the only way the audio and video feeds get out is you. And I'm not bitching saying, hey, do more. I'm saying, please, we're in a fight. Help us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. Abby Yemeni's our guest. A few more segments. We'll take a few of your calls here in a moment. Then Dr. Nick Begich, who's in town visiting with us, is taking over in the fourth hour, a little bit into the fourth hour. You're a winner. I like what Tommy Robinson says. He says, I'm not a victim, I'm a target. But still, when you watch mainstream news and catch them in lies, okay, they're lying. But when you experience multi-hour interviews where they edit different questions in with different answers to say you're a white supremacist and try to get you killed. I mean, let's just be honest. Because their leftist viewers believe this crap. When they pull that, there's a feeling for me of you need to pay for this. And it's not like I'm pissed, I want a vendetta. It's like you've gotten away with this so long, you need to get in trouble. Now, they've gotten in trouble because they have no credibility. They've lost viewers. But there's got to be something more. I mean, how do you handle them lying about you and trying to set you up? Because I don't think the average viewer understands. It's one thing to be raped by the media and be lied to. It's another thing to have them personally try to, like he does on the video, try to, you know, oh, I hate Muslims, blah, blah, blah. And you go, well, I don't hate Muslims. He's trying to trick you to do what he wants. He still fails, but then he just edits it. It's something about the cheating that just, it's beyond pisses me off. It's like an itch you can't scratch. You know, I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But I think, listen, I am someone who, as cliche as it sounds, I think the truth will always prevail. And I am grateful in this case that I did cover myself by filming, and all I did was release the truth. So the truth is always going to win. And the way to fight back is exactly what I did. I would never go into any situation.
Oh, anymore, you've got to record ever. Every interview with mainstream media.
Absolutely. And because at the end of the day, you don't want it to be your word against theirs, because they have the money. They have the platform.
But have you noticed that are not going to be always lie?
Absolutely. That's their job. They are paid liars. They are paid to lie, and the fact is that they will not fess up even. I don't know at what point they will. Right now, I don't know, because they haven't even fessed up to it. They're pretending like nothing happened. That's why I'm pushing people today to go and tweet Conan and Jim Jeffries and everyone, because it's just, you just watch what happens online and they're just deleting everything, pretending it never happened. But the people are waking, and that is only feeding to support us and our side of things and the truth, because people are realizing, people are waking up. I've seen so many tweets of people who are not necessarily even my fan, don't even like what I stand for, don't even agree with my opinions, but they're saying, Jim, I was your biggest fan, but what you did is actually wrong. How are you not even confronting this? How are you not apologizing? How are you not deleting what you put up? So I think that if we keep doing what we're doing, and everybody just made sure that if you are right, if you do have the truth on your side, just make sure you capture it. Because the way they've won till now is by being deceitful and everyone else not having a way to prove the truth.
Oh, here's another example. They spent 6 months where I grew up outside Dallas and put out two NPR reports, and I listened to them, and 90% of it's people I never knew. The stories are completely fake. They said all my teeth were knocked out. I was beat up. None of that was true. But you're listening. This is on national radio, and it's all lies. And you're like, it's just, they're so deceptive. It's incredible.
Until I personally experienced it, I thought anybody that was saying that, anybody that was trying to tell me that the fake news are that fake, I thought they were crazy conspiracy theorists. I thought, or I thought they were just lying themselves because they came off looking bad. Until I managed to experience it myself, I just wouldn't believe people. The amazing thing, and the thing I've got to thank Jim Jefferies for and Comedy Central for, is the fact that they've just made it so easy for people to finally get around it and understand that it is real. It is really more real than you can have ever imagined.
What do you think the Democrats do now that their Mueller reports come up empty? Well, it's going to be their new hoax.
I don't know. I can't. I try to stoop to their level and think how they would think. Every time I think you can't make this up any lower, any worse, any more, they seem to surprise me. So I'm sure that they're going to come up with something. But they failed. They've been failing the last, whatever.
No, I agree.
4 years.
Kavanaugh, Jesse Smollett, like an hour after he's got a noose around his neck, and it happened at 2:30 in the middle of a frozen wasteland, of course the cops, and then they catch him and he gets off still. I mean, that just shows the insanity of this.
And they won't ever admit to defeat. They will just move on to the next thing, pretend like they didn't lose. But let's remind everyone that, before Trump was getting elected, they promised us there's no way he was going to get elected. When he got elected, they promised us he's going to be impeached in weeks. He hasn't been impeached. Now they've thrown one after the other conspiracy theory. He was controlled by the Russians. We need to impeach him. No, he wasn't controlled by the Russians. He wasn't nothing to do with him. He's not going to win 2020. He'll win 2020. So I think Trump is the perfect example of how if you stay to truth, you win. You may not like the truth. You may not like the sound. You may not like the look. You may not like anything about it. But at the end of the day, truth does prevail.
Well, that's the thing. Really tracking policy, Trump's delivered like 90%. Even a dictator couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
I think that's hard for the Democrats or for liberals to swallow, because show me one liberal leader that's kept any of their promises during campaigning.
Well, Trump realizes the power of delivering. He literally, neurotically, is obsessed with delivering, and they even have to admit that. It's like they just don't know what to do.
Absolutely, and I think he's set a new bar, but I think for them, they say it's almost like they're saying Trump is so bad. Look at him; he's just he's done all these bad things. And when they list them out, it's I turn around and I say, well, that's what he promised he'll campaign for. Yeah, the wall. Of course we want the wall. That was one of his major campaigns. Why are you getting so angry about it? America voted for the wall.
We're bordering a bunch of collapsing third world countries. We better build it.
I'd agree. I agree with that one. And interestingly enough, on the on that Jim Jeffries episode, where the part that he didn't air when we were talking about the border wall, I gave him the example of if anyone's been to Israel and you have the wall between the West Bank, so the territories which they want as a Palestinian state, and Israel, where before that war was built, we were having high illegal immigration. Israel was having high level of suicide, the terror attacks coming from those territories, and since
almost daily bombings
built,
at the border entrance.
I was there, not even at the border. They were coming in through to Israel and bombing in the heart of Jerusalem, in buses, in cafes, in Tel Aviv, even. And since that border wall was built, it's gone down about 99.95%. So I put it to Jim. I said to him, "You see, I've given you an example where border walls work." So we can say walls work. And he said, "Oh yes, but you can't build it at such a big scale on the southern border in the US." I challenged him. I said to him, and he never aired this. I said, and you could see it on my Patreon, the whole hour's up. I said, "Jim, but can because the premise of your question was border walls don't work. I've given you an example where it works. It works to such a level that all Israelis from the left and the right are grateful for this wall. So walls work. Now, if you're saying that there's a problem in building it so large, all right, let's get the engineers. Are you an engineer, Jimmy? I don't think so. Let's get the engineers to build."
But he lost the debate, so he edited it, is what cowards do. Join us again on the other shows, AV Yemeni on Twitter, OZRAELIAVI, or just trnews.com. Great way to find you. Thank you so much for the time, and we really appreciate you standing up against the globalist.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Now it's almost 5 a.m. where he's at. 5 a.m. We're going to come back, take a few phone calls, and then we're going to go to break. And then the one, the only, Dr. Nick Begich is coming in here loaded for bear. I may have to close with him for a while, though, because I didn't get into our little friend, philosophy professor, caught with the cans of gas inside the big church, St. Patrick's in New York. Yes, a liberal philosophy professor. Welcome back. Alex Jones here. Dr. Nick Begich coming up. Try to take a few of your calls right now. You know, it's incredible that CNN, if you go to their website, says Trump's obstruction failed when staffers defied him. And they've got a bunch of blacked out staffers in the report protecting the deep state, not Trump. Trump wanted the whole thing released unredacted. So like I told you, tomorrow's news today, I told you this weeks ago, they claim they want it redacted, so they have their cake and eat it too. They don't want it redacted. Trump doesn't. They want it redacted because it's got all the evidence of their crimes in it. So they failed big time, and they bet all their marbles on this. Everything they had on this. Where does this go? It's an insane time to be alive. I can just tell you that right now. And I don't expect the crazed left to back down. They're going to get even crazier. They're going to foam at the mouth even more. We posted that flashback. Trump asked when trials for treason would begin for Dems involved in Russia hoax, the attempted coup. Who's been holding the longest here? Who's been holding the longest? Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Let's go ahead and talk to Benny in New York. Benny, thanks for holding.
Alex, it is an honor to talk with you, sir.
Thank honor to talk to you, brother. Call. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know, I pray for you and the folks at InfoWars every day.
Thank you.
And you guys are in my prayers. I just wanted to talk quickly. Just bringing the Bible into it, it says in Ephesians that we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world.
Principalities of the air. World.
Exactly. And I think there's more unseen than seen. And this is really, truly a fight, good versus evil. And when you shine the light of truth on deception, because that's the enemy's main tactic, deception. When you shine the light of truth on deception, truth will always win. Always. Now, I just want to encourage you to keep fighting the good fight. You have Jesus on your side, and that's the strongest power in the universe.
I totally agree, and the West has a great potential for evil, but also a great potential to be particularly good. That's why the globalists have gotten power through the West, but they seek to destroy it because they believe that has the keys to setting the people free.
Exactly, and you know what we do here and what you do is shine that light into the world on that deception, and the light shines in darkness and blazes the darkness away. And you are setting people on fire, brother.
You are too, Benny. But that's how I feel constantly. Like, I've got to expose this. I've got to put light on this. And I just believe the people will make the right decision once light on it.
Absolutely. I just want to encourage you, man. Encourage people.
I'm encouraging you. What do you think the Democrats and the globalists are going to do now and the Republican blue bloods that everything they tried blew up in their face?
Well, like you said earlier, goodness, I didn't think they'd get any lower. Promoting, killing babies and trying to say that, that's okay. I really think
that's babies after they're born. We keep them comfortable.
Right.
That little flesh ball's got a lot of money in them organs.
I have to bite them. I honestly do. I think people are waking up. And there's an incredible underground movement where people are being activated. And
it's massive. All the bullying of the left and Cuomo celebrating. We're going to kill babies if they're born. They're like, ah. They all make faces. Ah, ah. And they all sign. Ah. I mean, it's all, they're just showing off their evil right in front of everybody.
Yeah, I think now that the light is on it, more people are waking up. And, outlets like InfoWars. And others are...
But Benny, really, we keep them comfortable. And then we decide whether to resuscitate, as the governor said. The baby's alive, but they decide whether it has a right to live. That's called resuscitation, a little magic trick that the governor does. But he talks in a southern loving voice, Benny. I appreciate your call. Coming up, Dr. Nick Baggett, stay with us. Newswars.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I do have the right to fight back, and I'm fighting back not for me. I'm fighting back for the people of this country.
No collusion.
There was no collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
There is absolutely no collusion.
There's no collusion.
The fact is, there is no collusion.
No collusion.
There's no collusion.
This is an investigation where many, many millions of dollars has been spent, and there's no collusion.
This is a win for this president who, for now 2 years, has essentially been screaming there was no Russia collusion. He is backed up by Mueller.
Maybe every time he said no collusion, like more than 231 times so far, maybe every time he said no collusion, he was telling the truth.
This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side.
Throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
And welcome back.
Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in this last hour for Alex, and I'm down here in Austin, you know, and this is actually the first time I've been in studio as the host, and I appreciate that. Couple things I want to say, you know, every time I come down here, I'm totally impressed with the team, and all of you watching this broadcast, listening to this broadcast today, are a part of that team, and we so much appreciate you. Couldn't do it without you. The last caller in that last segment mentioned that he always prays for this network, and I would say that's the first contribution everyone can make. Hold Alex up, hold the team up here, all of them up here in prayer as a starting point. And I think that gets us closer to the mark. It also calms the spirit, allows us to focus and keep our focus and stay on our message. And we need your support to do that. We need your continued support to do that. As Alex says, it's always a 360 win. So participate, check the InfoWars store, and support us in that way. It's a great thing to be doing. I want to talk a little bit about the context of the Mueller report and what's been going on here. You know, this has been a two-year witch hunt. The collusion delusion has been going on for way, way too long. But I want to kind of roll back to a couple of historic points that really remind me of the place we sit today. And I want to go back to the Nixon administration and the Watergate era. And at that time, if you remember, the break-in in the Watergate was ex-CIA officials, right? Well, later we found out that that wasn't the case. The CIA was being routinely used domestically to open people's mail, to tap their phones, to infiltrate various organizations that the Nixon administration opposed. Essentially, they used the apparatus of government then. They got caught. Unfortunately, we never got the whole story. And I want to kind of go back, because this is a time that my dad was in the Congress. Mike Gravel was a U.S. senator from Alaska. He's the one that released the Pentagon Papers. Many will remember that. That started a huge controversy with the New York Times and began to set the precedence about how do you release information? What is the obligation of the press? This was a really, really important time. And then there was a presidential report completed in June 1976. And this report talks about the abuses of the CIA, all of the things that that I just mentioned, and the mind control technologies that were being advanced now. Now, we're talking about a lot of years ago, over 35, almost 40 years ago. And today what we see is sort of a repeat of that scenario. But I want to roll back to another turning point in American history, and that was if you remember the election where Ross Perot was running, very important election. At that time, there was a lot of independent broadcasting going on in the political arena. And one of the big broadcasters in those days, now deceased, was Chuck Carter. And Chuck Carter, I think, had about 1,000 stations in his network, had a big, big impact on Ross Perot and bringing him forward, because it was the unity of the independent media at that time. And a maverick candidate. He was just before his time. And unfortunately, we saw what happened. You know, they first attacked him. They couldn't penetrate the guy. He was just such a strong character. They then attacked his family. That weakened him. He backed off. If you remember, he withdrew from the race and then jumped back in. But that was sort of the beginning of the end. When I look at what's happening in the current frame, It's really the same scenario repeating again. Now, here we have the maverick who gets elected, Donald Trump. And you look at Donald Trump's record. I've never seen or heard about a president being hammered so thoroughly daily by all of the mainstream media and still managed to get so much done. I mean, the number of accomplishments in 500 days is off the charts, unprecedented. And yet they just can't let anything go. And they're not going to. The Democrats don't do that. They're going to continue to look for things to hammer whatever issues and even invent them. I mean, Pelosi, the inventor of bad news, and then they spin it out to the press as leaked information. The press reports it. And then as Pelosi says, they repackage it, reorganize it, and then they punch it back out as if it's factual. This is how they operate. This is what we've been seeing. And they create emotional responses that they can move people like a herd of animals towards their objectives. We're not that herd of animals. We have the spark of divinity within us. And because of that, we can find a way to remain calm, to see a different way through the fog of all of it. You know, and what takes us through the fog are the facts, is the real information, the data, the information that gives credibility to what we say, because that's what matters. The facts are what matters. The emotion should push those facts, certainly, but not the other way around. And this is what we're seeing so much of the Democratic Party. When we think about whistleblowing as a concept and how that plays into all of this, if it hadn't been for whistleblowers, the deep throats of Watergate, would we have ever known the truth? If it had not been for people stepping up and having the courage of their convictions, would we know the truth about anything? Do we want a lukewarm media? Or do we want a media that's hot, that's spicy, that gets into the meat, that goes up against the edge of those issues and brings them into us to make those determinations of what those facts mean? What we see in the mainstream is the most editorialized nonsense that you've ever seen. You know, I've worked in all of the studios here at InfoWars, and you know, there's no teleprompters in any of these studios. Everybody speaks from the heart. Everybody has something to say, and they say it with conviction because we are convicted into the truth. This is what we are. This is InfoWars. That's what you are. You're the tip of the spear. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars. And this is Nick Begich sitting in for Alex in this fourth hour down here in Austin. And it's great to be here with the team. You know, just before the break, I was talking about the bit of Pelosi's program on how to lie and how the party, the Democratic Party, actually pushes the agendas and creates and makes up agendas. And if we've got that clip, we can roll that. And I really want people to see this again. Brings it all home. Do we have that, guys? Maybe not. There she is.
The wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made.
Now listen to that. Isn't that what we just saw for the last couple of years? The manufacturing of news and then the reporting of news as if it's real. This is what they've been doing, ladies and gentlemen. And this agenda will continue because that's the leadership of the United States House. How to lie to the public. And yeah, I'm outraged by that because this is not the integrity of our government. This is the one of the three branches of government whose values have been gutted by leadership like this. This is the leadership that's taking this country right down the drain, and we need to finish the job of draining the swamp. Donald Trump is out there doing his thing today, knowing the collusion delusion is over and the manufacturing of media news is over. They are the fake news. Look at CNN today. They got ratings lower than the Hallmark Channel, for goodness sake. CNN is right where they belong, headed down the drain with the rest of the swamp. That's what's going on. I mean, we have a majority leader, and it's about lying, telling their party how to lie to the public. And then we've watched it unfold, disrupt this entire country, and slow an agenda that's actually making progress, which is taking the country back, getting back the republic. Whistleblowing is a major piece of that. InfoWars has been blowing the whistle for over 23 years. That's what this network is about. A couple years ago, when Alex was going through some of his tough times, I came down for the first time to meet Alex in person, because we worked all these years together, but always over the phone. And I doubled down on this network 2 years ago because these are the guys that stay with it, being hammered on, being nailed every time they get a chance. The New York Times printing this kind of raggy, shoddy journalism to attack a network. That is the tip of the spear. By the fact that people listen, people work with us, they bring information into us. You know, you guys are some of the best researchers in the world. Independent research is what it's all about. And that's what the network has always been about. Whistleblowing. What is whistleblowing? It's identifying something that you believe that the world needs to see, that you believe that we need to know about. And the courage it takes to do this. You know, 2 days, I had mentioned this earlier, 2 days on David Knight's show, I mentioned 2 days ago, the European Parliament, you know, that unelected body, they passed a whistleblower law. A couple days after they drag Assange out of the embassy, then they pass a law to protect guys like him. Wow, isn't that convenient? And it passed, you know, I mean, not by a small majority. There are over 520 members of the European Parliament, 29 no's, 21 abstentions, and the rest were in favor across all political boundaries. Transparency. Even an unelected group recognizes the value of transparency. That's what's missing here. Whistleblowing is fundamental. And the one thing I would say is they went a little bit further than we have in the U.S. They applied the whistleblowing laws to private sector. You know, the FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act request, which grew out of Watergate, grew out of that era, does not address private companies. And this is one of the biggest holes in FOIA, is it has to apply to the private sector when they have government contracts, because it's your money. They need to be accountable. It's your money. It's what we're paying for, and we have a right to access. Whistleblowing needs to extend to every government contractor. Whistleblowers need to be protected. They need to be insulated. You know, that guy that blew the whistle on the Luxembourg thefts, you know, where they were using bank manipulation to cheat and steal and hide from taxes. The guy who blew the whistle on that, they tried to put him in jail. Forget about the people breaking the law. They tried to put him in jail. He spent 60,000 euros, almost $80,000 to defend himself for doing the right thing. That's what's going on right now in this network, trying to defend doing the right thing. And we need your help to keep doing that. You know, this is not an easy thing, what Alex is going through every day and what this team goes through every day. But we are winning the info wars. We are winning those wars. Today was another victory for truth. We see the Mueller report collapse and all those redacted sections. I am betting dollars to donuts that they're not about Republicans. They're about Democrats. They're about treason. They're about undermining a president using false dossiers and secret courts to interfere with a presidential campaign. Give me a break. It wasn't Russian collusion. It was Democratic collusion to corrupt this Democratic Republic's process of elections, using the apparatus of government against candidates. This is fundamentally wrong. This is fundamentally flawed. And it's something that all of us have to take stock in today. As we see the Democrats unfold their next pile of nonsense, I'm betting it's going to be, they're going to continue to dig for tax records or something to show that Donald Trump has somehow abused the tax code. I can tell you, if he abused the tax code, they had already caught up with him. He used the tax code like everybody else does, and he actually tried to reform it in a way that I don't know necessarily benefits him completely. I mean, his foreign income is now being taxed too. He did the right thing for America by taxing foreign corporations operating out of the base of the U.S. protection. This is a big step in the right direction too. You know, you're taxed on your worldwide income no matter where you go. U.S. corporations are taxed at the discount rate now, but at least they're taxed something. And the big taxpayers in that arena happen to be the same people attacking Donald Trump, right? The Facebooks, the Googles, the people that hide their money in foreign transactions and in matrixes of attorneys and corporate shells. That's what we're really seeing. I'm going to take some calls, which I don't think I've done since I've been hosting with Alex, and I'm going to take some calls. I know there's been a couple of people holding forever. I've got Greg in California wanting to comment. If he's still hanging on, we'll take it. The call number is 877-789-2539. Let me give it again, 877-789-2539. Call in. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we're just headed into the breaks.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars. And I'm really pleased to be here today. I'm going to take a few calls and give folks a chance to weigh in on some of this stuff. And Greg, you've been holding forever in California. If you're still with us, come on up. And what do you want to say?
First, I wanted to do a quick plug for Bodies. My dad's got chronic pancreatitis, and it really helps with his inflammation and allows him to kind of keep a steady diet, because I know it helps with inflammation and stuff. But to my point for the Mueller report, with the Democrats calling to have it released, I'm worried that Barr is going to either not release it at all, or if he does, it's going to be highly redacted, and it's going to really play into the Democrats' hands, and they'll be able to kind of say that he's been co-opted by Trump.
Right. I watched the press conference earlier and then the Q&As afterwards, and some of this was brought up. And there's actually going to be a version of this that is pretty much not redacted, that's going to be given to the leadership of both parties. The things that will be redacted, as I understand it, are going to be the things that are still before the grand jury, because you can't release that information until the grand jury makes their determinations. I think that's going to happen. It's going to happen in a couple of stages. They have something generally for the Congress that's less redacted, something that's specific, that's pretty much unredacted, except for those particular areas dealing with the courts. But Greg, that's a great point. I think we ought to pay attention and watch how it actually rolls out. And I think that was a great question. Greg, thank you very much for your comment. I've got Chris holding in Minneapolis. Chris, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Begich. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. I was holding for a long time, too, and then I got cut off, but I'm glad I got you back. a lot of things. Shout out on the products as well, Alpha Male and Male Vitality, Brain Force. I've been taking them since Christmas. They are tremendous.
Great. Thank you for that.
Doctor, do you think, a lot I could ask you, but touch on, answer two questions. I'll hang up. Number one, our optics. You hear this word optics out there. Do you think that is part of a plan by the president and the people working with them to, they're trying to gently ease the American public towards this? I mean, I'm happy with some of the steps we've seen taken. Obviously, the report dismissing the collusion is huge. But do you think the administration is ready to take the gloves off and start really going after getting the truth out there about the real criminals? And then this is for a guy like you. This last question, if you can touch on it, is for a guy with your experience, and you know you've been in this for a long time. So one thing that worries about me living in Minneapolis and the Islamization of certain parts of Minnesota and the world, do you see the Albert Pike World War or a three World War plan still in play? I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you very much. Let me talk about the two issues. One was the optics and the gloves off. I think the gloves are off. I think the show is about to come into a whole new frame of reference. You know, when you use the government to further political ends in the way that this has been done from the Obama administration's and the Clinton's involvement and all of that, this is the stuff that needs to be shown. This is where, as ugly as it might be, we need to see the truth. And this is why we need to let the grand juries finish what they're doing. See what comes out of that. But I also think we need to go roll back in time and start approaching that false dossier from the very beginning. And I think the optics are the truth. Stick to the truth. Stick to the facts. And let's draw those facts out. You know, the other issue about just what's happening in terms of Minneapolis and the number of immigrants coming into Minneapolis. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I used to have a small warehouse just north of you in Onamia. Just shut it down here this last summer. But I was in and out of Minneapolis a lot. I got a lot of family in Minnesota. It has changed quite a bit. Minnesota's was relatively a liberal state, got a little more conservative, kind of drifting back the other direction now. You know, whenever my family immigrated from Croatia to Minnesota, and it was a very different world. In those days, you integrated. You became part of a country that you came to believe in. That's why you came here. I would hope that those assimilating in our country today who are coming in the front door are coming with the expectation that they're coming into a culture, not transferring one. And I think that's really what it's about. It's about developing a culture that is American, that is unique. And that's what we've been doing here. We don't need that undermined. There's the globalist view is a false view for this age, and that's what I would say about it. I've got Brandon holding in Texas. Brandon, go ahead and make your point or ask your question. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Dr. Nick, for taking my call. Just real quick, a quick product plug. For everybody listening out there, if you just filter the fluoride out of your water and get some Survival Shield X2, that alone will just wake you up and clear all the cobwebs out. You can see all this stuff real clearly at that point. Secondly, I have something that you can comment on this if you like, but if the president is listening and everybody out there, you know, if President Trump would repeal the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act that went into law in 2016 on Obama's way out, I really think, because we talk about the court of public opinion, right? And for as long as the news, and now this new show, The Good Fight, I don't know if you heard of this, Good Fight, as long as this stuff can legally be put out by the MSM, we're going to continue to see a divided public. I think the president needs to repeal the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. What do you think?
I think that's an excellent point, Brandon. Thank you for the call. You know, the whole idea that the government is funding it, I think they've actually tried to slip it into the defense budget right now. But it's something that people can do something about this. You know, I tell you what, the simple answer on this is give a call to your senator or congressman. I'm going to give you their phone number, and it's going to be the switchboard for the Capitol. And everyone listening can pick up the phone and weigh in on this report. Tell your senator, tell your congressman what you think on any issue. But you should do it regularly. And I'm going to give that number. It is 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol Building switchboard in Washington, D.C. It gets to every U.S. senator, every congressman. I'm going to give it again really slowly. So make a note and make the call when you're done listening to the broadcast today. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And that gets you the Capitol building. That gets you direct access to your congressman, your U.S. senator. Tie the phone lines up today and weigh in on a few of these issues. Weigh in on support for the Mueller report. Weigh in supporting an amnesty, a pardon for Assange right now. I mean, take your issues that are important to you and put them in front of your senator and congressman. Let them know you're paying attention. Let them know you're listening. That makes a difference. Those watching, the switchboard phone number is on, is pulled right off of the web, right? I mean, let's do something today. Become part of the team by taking an action. You know, there's simple things we can all do. We can all talk to our neighbors. We can all write letters to the editor. We can pick up the phone and call our congressman. These are real things that add up, that make a difference, and we can all make a difference. We can all become part of the InfoWars by taking small steps that we know we can take and be successful at. That's all it requires, a little bit of trying, a little bit of effort. I want to talk about a couple of points. We're headed into the break. We're going to have another segment coming up. I've got a few more callers, and I want to talk about a way of maybe reframing the debate. Let's make the debate about a better place, a better government, a better America. Let's do Make America Great Again.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com, and I'm pleased to be standing in on this 18th day of April, and I'm really pleased to be able to be here today. I got to take this other call, though. I've got to take E-Frog from Alaska. I know there's a lot of people holding. We're not ignoring you. We'll try and get to you, but I want to take at least someone from Alaska's calling in today. I got to take the call.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Begich. So I got a story to tell you. Yesterday, I was listening to InfoWars, and I was at work, and I come back from a delivery at Dover Pizzas. And they tell me I can't listen to InfoWars no more because it's political. And this is coming from two veterans.
Wow.
Who swore in all. Yeah.
Wow. Really sorry to hear that.
So I kind of freaked out on that. And I said, why did you even go to war for me if you're going to suppress my freedom of speech?
Yeah.
And I like my boss. And he's just like, come on, man. Just do me a favor. Just tone it down around this one guy. It's just one guy. Have a problem with it.
Well,
and it all started out. I started telling them, do you know how organic milk is made and why they call food organic? And do you know the difference? And he told me to shut up.
Hey, E-Frog, I appreciate the call. You know, it's unfortunate we see more of this again. It's the political correctness mindset of the world today. And it's so unfortunate. You know, I remember when I was working in the cubicle world, you know, at least I could listen to the radio, you know, in the background, and we always had talk radio in the background, you know, and it's too bad that people are so afraid of words, so afraid of the truth, so afraid to meet themselves and actually challenge the ideas of others. And, you know, I appreciate it. He is your employer. Unfortunately, they can regulate a certain aspect of your working environment. It's just the way it goes. But hey, when you walk out that door and switch off that light, you know, you're your own person again. You can say whatever you like. And I appreciate that. You know, I want to talk about four basic principles of communication that might be useful. And this actually comes from Toltec tradition, which is kind of awkward, but they're really good points. And one of them, the first point, the first principle is integrity with your speech. What you say, be truthful. You know, as truthful as you know. And when you learn something that, you know, you maybe had to learn from, go back and clean it up. But be truthful. Integrity, the first principle. The second principle is one we all have the bad habit of doing, and it's making assumptions. Don't make assumptions. Listen very carefully. A lot of times the assumptions that we make truly are way off the mark. So second principle, don't make assumptions. Go back to the first, integrity in your speech. Second one, don't make assumptions. And the third one, and this is really tough for all of us, it's don't take it personally. You know, even Christ hanging on the cross said, Father, they know not what they do. All right? I mean, think about that as the prime example of letting it go, of forgiveness even before the offense is complete. This is an important point because as we take it personally, we become very defensive. And then we become defending our ego and our personality instead of dealing with the issues that are important to us. Stay on the point. Yeah, they're going to attack you. You're going to have to defend a little bit, but then let it go. I heard Caitlin Bennett saying this the other day. She goes, yeah, take the first couple of hits and respond, but then let it go and get back on message. What a great thing coming out of such a young voice, because this is the voice of experience. Don't fall into the trap of being on the defensive. Stay on the offensive. So remember the points. First point, integrity. Second point, don't make assumptions. Third point, don't take it personally. And the fourth and most important point is keep trying. Don't give up. Honest effort. Keep trying. If you give up, what good is it? Trying. You make mistakes, you fall down, dust yourself off, pick yourself up, lean into your brothers and sisters who are in the fight with you, and step into it again with the integrity of honest voice, true speech, first principle. Don't make assumptions, second principle. Don't take it personally, third principle, and try your very best. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to fail. You're going to fail from time to time. Learn from it, grow from it, and advance from it. Those are the big principles in getting things done. I've got a few callers still holding on. I got quite a few, actually. I've got Corey, Victor, Paul, and a bunch of others standing by. I'm going to go ahead and take a couple more calls because we got the time for it, and I really want to get into that a little bit. Corey in California, you've been hanging out for a while. What do you got to say?
Hello, Dr. Nick Baggage. It's really nice to talk to you, sir. I've listened to you since you've been on InfoWars, and your website and your teachings and things of that nature have actually warranted me to ask you a question. If you've heard of the gentleman by the name of Nassim Harriman.
It's real familiar, but I'm not placing it.
So he's a gentleman that he's been able to take he was able to actually mathematically measure the radius of a proton. And then from that mathematical equation, he was able to figure out that what he says is a mini black hole at the center of every proton in the universe. And it really speaks to how when you say we have infinite potential in our divinity, it really, really, he actually mathematically postulates or even proves that type of doctrine. And I just want to say that I really think you should look into this gentleman and really love the work that you do, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, thinking about, sort of how reality is constructed, you know, when you think about the world, what we're learning and what has been learned is that all things are in fact connected fundamentally. In fact, there's probably more in the empty space than the space that we see in terms of dark matter and the things that are being discovered. And each thing takes us closer to the divinity of it, to the creation itself. I mean, these are really important periods of time. And what I think the caller was referring to is what's being referred to as non-locality, the idea of things being able to affect things at a distance instantaneously. This is a very different kind of principle. The principles we're used to working with, dealing with vectors and time and space relationships, this kind of violates that, where things sort of appear all at once. Bing, they're all there at the same moment. That may be a closer view of the actual reality in terms of how things are linked. Science will show us this. Time will tell. But I think there's way, way more to the world than obviously than we see. Because we are, in fact, transducers. You know, we pick up heat, wind, sensation on the skin, smell, sound, vision. All these are based on vibration. You know, when you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, and within that is the visible section of the spectrum, which we can see. But then there's the infrared and ultraviolet, which we don't see, but other species can. Sound is the same way. We only hear up to a certain level, between 150 and 24,000 hertz or vibrations per second. But dolphins, for instance, can hear up to 250,000 vibrations per second. So is the sound not there? Of course the sound is there, but our bandwidth, our ability to perceive, is limited by our biological carrier that our soul is embedded in. All right? So the carrier regulates, but the soul is our connection to the infinite. And this is when we can connect with the infinite, that the energy flows within us and you can feel it flowing out of you. You can feel it. I mean, I can feel it now as I even say it. It comes from my voice. It comes from me. Because within my voice is the modulation, the submodulation of my very soul. That's why I don't need a monitor. That's why Alex doesn't need a monitor, or any other host in this network. We don't need monitors to speak from the heart. We don't need filtering systems because we are the filtering system, and we have let go of those filters for the root of truth, recognizing that sometimes what we cling to in our truth might be disrupted by new information, and we have the integrity to grow in that. That's the beauty of this network. We are all growing together in the knowledge. And hopefully the knowledge takes us to a point of wisdom where we can apply it. Because we see a lot of information in the world. We don't see much wisdom in the world. And that's the unfortunate story. You know, we're coming up to the end of the hour. We only have a few moments left. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, callers, I can't take any more. But I want to encourage people today to look inside themselves. Find your inner power. Find the spark of divinity within you. And take an action that changes the course of history. Each of us do it. 1 million actions get done. 40 million actions get done. The world changes. And you and I and InfoWars are changing the world now. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for being here. I'm looking forward to being with you in my next broadcast.